No, Chloe and Alfie pull these. Password. Superheroes. We wouldn't be able to even get a half segment out of it.
No. You can combine it with mine, Action Heroes.
Still not going to get a lot. Because my guess is... probably get these in 30 seconds.
Okay, how about a quick competition?
I don't want a competition. I'll just give you these. I told them probably we'll get 30 seconds out of this.
Okay.
I'll hit the timer.
All right.
It'll be like, what they call it? The lightning round and password?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
Damn timer on this thing. Okay. And here we go. Now. Stark.
Iron Man.
Jor-El.
Superman.
Bionic.
$6 Million Man.
Mop.
Toxic Avenger.
Gotham.
Batman.
War.
Judge Dredd.
Radioactive.
Pass.
Wrong.
Hammer. Thor.
Green.
Lantern.
Damn it. Green.
Hulk.
Radioactive.
Web. Spider-Man.
28 seconds.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right.
I forgot about pass. I think our version would be more like, okay, that one.
So I got stuck in the final round of Family Feud. I'm going to come back to that one.
It does when you know there's a time limit on it. Your anus gets a little wound. And there's someone here that neither you or I would have gotten. And I don't know what clues.
Are these like further down the comic book?
Okay, I thought of one for this one. Donatello.
Oh, Ninja Turtles.
Kato.
How horrible is it that I thought of Kalen first? I feel real bad about that. It's Green Hornet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alcoholic. Careful.
Superheroes.
Yes.
Hancock.
Yes. what was the name? Julie? Judy. Screaming.
Oh, wait. Huh?
No name.
I fell off our wavelength.
That poor woman.
Blank Man. Oh, you're thinking of Susan.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the chick's name.
I think I still got it in my flash. It's one of those that I just keep there just in case. It should be a new daily audio. Please, God, tell me I kept it this time.
I see it.
I'll beat you like you're one of my bitches.
Slap me around and call me Susan.
I warned you, Susan.
Someone should help that lady.
I don't think I've ever heard sounds like that come out of a guy.
But a weigh-in, certainly.
Yeah, I guess if I had a thought about some of these a little longer. Cheadle.
Cheadle? Oh, still doing War Machine? Iron Patriot?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think he was a superhero in Hotel Rwanda.
Lasso.
Lasso. Wonder Woman.
Yes. I don't see you getting that one.
These definitely fall out of the lightning round category, though.
This one's a stretch. instructionless.
Instructionless? I don't know.
Well, to keep it one word, I had to phrase it that way.
I understand. Still superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Instructionless.
TV.
I don't think that helped me.
It was the greatest American hero.
Oh, okay.
His costume from the aliens came with no instructions.
Okay.
That's why he didn't know how to fly, use it, take off, and then sometimes it would be, okay.
That's a good one.
I'm George of the Jungle.
Yeah. That's a good one. It's just been a long time since I've seen that show, so it's way back in the memory banks. You want to try a couple of mine?
Let's see if I've done all of these. I don't think you've ever watched this. No, never mind. I can sort of do the theme, but that's not a fair clue. Nothing.
Okay.
Ooh, wah, ooh, wah, ooh.
Underdog.
Yes.
We're the best.
All right, go with yours.
All right, I tried to do some of these are fairly easy, but some of them I tried to do a little more challenging. I'll start easy. These are action heroes.
Okay.
Martini.
Zorro?
No. I'll give you a second clue. Chloe, what did you do? You tried to draw it out?
Yeah, any clue? Oh, I got it. I got it. Okay. Well, first of all, you're doing it backwards for me. Clothes drawing numbers in the air, and I just figured it out. James Bond.
No, there you go.
Clothes in the air is just kind of going like this.
I know. I tried looking at him, and I thought that, yeah, that, what Russ said.
Zorro.
Yeah, Zorro. Okay, this one can be broad.
Okay. If you got to give qualifiers every time, we can't play this.
Oh, yes, we can. That's fine. All right. Got to wash my face. Whoa.
Matrix.
That'll work.
I don't know his name in the movie.
That's fine. That's all I needed. I needed, as I wrote down, any action hero played by Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
That's a handful of movies.
What was his name in the?
Neo.
Yeah, I would have
also would have accepted.
His name was Neo?
Yeah.
Okay.
He also did it in Point Break. He did it in Speed.
That's funny. In Matrix, they would give him the name Neo.
Next.
What do they call Fishburne?
Morpheus.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. All right, here we go.
I missed it.
No, that's all right.
Kalima.
Indiana Jones.
Yes. Claws.
Santa?
Wrong type of claws.
Claws. Wolfman?
No, but you're getting closer.
Wolverine?
Yes.
Why didn't you just say Wolfman?
If I said Wolfman, I
probably
actually
would have said claws.
Or Gary Busey.
Mm-hmm. Hold its tail up. Voila. We may have to replay that this year.
I think so.
Or do a better version.
Oh, man. All right. Adrian.
Rocky Balboa.
There you go. Cyberdyne.
Terminator.
Yes. Visor.
Dread.
No.
Jordy.
No. Action hero.
Visor.
You're closer with Dread. That actually rhymes with part of that.
What day was it we actually decided we didn't give a F anymore?
Friday.
Okay. Leading into the holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to shake that.
I understand. Well, here we go.
Visor. RoboCop.
Yeah, see, there you go. Daddy!
Die Hard?
No. Find.
Oh, Taken.
Yes. Character named Brian Mills. These are last two are a little harder. Coast.
John McClane.
Yes.
What was the hard part?
Well, I forgot. My first two clues were harder. Mm-hmm. Barefoot and Twinkie.
I like Coast.
Yeah.
Nobody, if this was on television, regular password, Alan Ludden actually would have stopped and went, all right, what the f*** is that? How did you get Die Hard, John McClane out of Coast?
Because we got a thing. It's like that. All right, this is challenging, but if you just think. Sweatpants.
Dirty Harry.
No.
Anything else?
Throat.
Mm. Is this an old guy that pulls his sweatpants up that far? Is it Fred Mertz?
Yes, Fred Mertz, action hero.
Did you notice by the end of the series, I Love Lucy, his belt really, it was about nipple level.
Yeah. Yeah, at a certain point, you couldn't tell if it was his belt or if he was wearing his tie sideways.
I think those pants ate that man. That's a man-eating pants. What's the matter, Clone?
Wow.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:32, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Schlotsky. Starting off in Dallas, eastbound I-30. Just after Grand Avenue, got a stalled dark bus blocking the right lane. That has traffic backed up through the downtown canyon back to the Mixmaster. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Preston Road, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there's backed up back from I-35. At Irving, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, just after Shady Grove, road construction there has that left lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back from Union Bower. And finally in Denton, north on I-35, just after Rector Road, got a pretty serious accident that has traffic completely stopped back from Milliam Road. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight we have clear skies ahead. Then tomorrow, of course, it's going to be mostly sunny as we see a high around 99. Right now, though, 94 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What was the answer?
Dalton from Roadhouse.
I never saw Roadhouse.
Oh.
You guys are going to pull clues. Make sure I saw it.
Yeah, well, that was it. Okay, well, that would help.
The only reference I know to Roadhouse is from Family Guy.
In which he says?
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Other than that, I have no idea who was in it, what it was about.
Patrick Swayze. You had Sam Elliott. The guy from Rampart.
Kevin Tye?
Yes. Yeah. He played the owner of the saloon where Swayze's character comes in to be the new bouncer. And in the end, in the final finale...
And what was Roadhouse about?
Patrick Swayze, a bouncer, is hired at this new bar to clean the place up. Then he finds out the town that he's in is run by a corrupt businessman. And then he has to fight in little sweatpants at the end to rip a dude's throat out.
Okay, I get the sweatpants reference now.
Yeah.
Were there any more you had before we move on?
I did have one more. Drool.
Action heroes?
Mm-hmm. Drool.
I can't think of a character's name. Sigourney Weaver, Alien.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
Believe it or not, Ripley.
Yes!
Ridley? Ripley.
Ripley, you got it! Damn.
Why are you shocked?
I'm not really shocked. I'm just really excited for us.
It was either a dog movie or Alien.
Yeah, because really the two movies I think of when I think of drool are Alien and Turner and Hooch. Because that was almost a character in those movies. I mean,
the drool?
Yeah, that was a lot of it. I mean, the blood, like the acidic blood was pretty good too, but you know, the second mouth that came through the big mouth. That drool was just nasty.
That's just not fair.
Alien leaving loogies all over a space station.
You're holding the head back and all of a sudden another mouth comes out of it. What is this, some kind of Chinese toy?
It's a space possum.
That's not fair.
It's not. All right, you got any audio? You want to start news?
Yeah, I got some audio.
Okay.
Let's do cut number 5. This is... You have a young man taking a shower. His dad decides to prank him by dumping a cup of water on his son's head.
How old is the kid?
I would say like 11.
All right.
And then the dad is also wearing a gas mask to scare his kid so when he opens the door.
Play with magic. Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare? Dare, are you kidding me?
Sounds like something from a movie.
Yeah, because he dumps the water in the kid's head, and it's one of those frosted glass tub things. So the kid's dad pulls open the door and then sees dad in the scary mask and screams like a woman and hits the water.
Dad, are you kidding me?
I don't know why that's funny.
I know. It's got it all.
Boy. Isn't it amazing? What kind of reaction you can get from somebody just by going,
yeah. And really, he didn't even have to make the noise. He was just the mask would freak the kid out enough.
I think at a certain point, you get into the moment. You have to.
Yeah.
You're kidding me!
That's the only thing I miss about not having kids.
Being able to torment them.
Yeah. I think I kind of used, when we were dating, I used Mandy as like my own child.
Yeah.
Wait till she goes to the bathroom, jiggle on the door handle, shoot fireworks underneath the door.
Mm-hmm.
Make her think I was gone for the day and sneak back in. Start jiggling the handle again. I still, of all benign things for chicks to really get twisted at. Just the gentle jiggling.
Mm-hmm.
Not opening the door. I never had to open it. All I had to do was just jiggle. And in her head, she's just hearing, dum-dum,
mm-hmm.
dum-dum. Well, what? What are you screaming about? Get away from the door. I'm not in there. I haven't opened it.
Yeah.
But I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the buildup. You know what I mean? You gently touch the handle. There's a little bit of, eek, and then you start jiggling a little bit more. Then her voice rises a little bit more.
Stop it!
I forgot, Kenzie. We asked anybody ever do that to you?
You did.
Oh, that's right. Well, then I don't have to ask.
No.
I think it's the anxiety is why we freak out. Because we don't want y'all to open the door.
But we never do.
I know, but it's just I think it's anxiety.
It's the possibility.
Because we don't want y'all to see us peeing. That's just weird. Especially if you're in a relationship.
What was that? I love that deliberate shaking. Like, let me in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby, open the door. What are you doing? It stinks. I smell it. All right, I'm done. I still have that audio of that chick that was pissed about the door jiggling.
Yeah. I want that.
Line two, Alvy.
Yep.
Yes, Heather.
All right, you guys, like, really, seriously, stop that right now. I'm like shaking.
Where are you right now?
I'm a delivery driver.
So you're just in the car?
Yes, I'm in the car, and like, I'm shaking. I'm not joking. Dude. Oh my God.
And I'm guessing, I would bet most people wouldn't even think of that as being Pavlovian until you actually bring it up, point it out.
Yeah.
He just said jiggling a door handle. I don't think most people would bring that up with anxiety and what are they doing?
Yeah, no, it's something where you have to have, you know, firsthand experience.
All right. 344, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, September 3rd, 2014. Birthdays today. Charlie Sheen is 49. Snowboarder Shaun White, 28. Actor Garrett Hedlund is 30. Also, actor Kostas Mandalore is 49. He replaced Jigsaw as the killer in the Saw movies. Porn star Amber Lynn is 51. She starred in Ball Street, Crocodile Blondie, and The Poonies. Olympic softball pitcher Jenny Finch is 34. Singer for the Toadies, Todd Lewis, 49. Sex Pistols guitarist Steve Jones is 59. Grand Funk Railroad's drummer Don Brewer, 66. Guitarist from Thin Lizzy, Eric Bell, 67. And from the Beach Boys, Al Jardine is 72.
Do you even know who Grand Funk was?
Yes.
Give me a song.
Band. They're a band.
What'd they do?
Some tunes.
Just one of them.
Dude, I'm not good at this kind of trivia. I recognize songs, and sometimes I know who did it. Sometimes I don't.
But you know who Grand Funk Railroad is?
Yes, I've heard of them.
But you don't know what they did?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Jackal covered one of their songs.
Good for them.
All right, you're still out.
I know limited things about few bands.
All right. I'm just surprised you mentioned that in their birthdays if you had no idea who they were.
I know many people do. So I wanted to include him.
We're an American band.
See, I was right. I said band.
No. The Locomotion.
Okay. See, I'm familiar with all those songs. Like I said, I just don't always know the artist.
Okay.
There are plenty of songs I hear played on Kiss FM and the office is up here, and I don't know who sings them, but I'm familiar with them. I assume Turned Down for What was Little John? Yeah.
I don't know who Lil John is.
It's a rapper with the teeth and the chalice and dreads.
You got teeth?
Yeah, the he's got a good grill.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
Anyways. Michael Sam, second chance will be with the Dallas Cowboys. We mentioned it yesterday as a possibility, but...
You know, I heard this on CBS News today. Mm-hmm. The national broadcast. Gay football player Michael Sam's... Why was it necessary to say gay football player?
Because that's this. That's...
Do they say heterosexual football player?
Nope.
Donna's going to this team?
No. But then again, we identify so many other things. When we identify a man in a news story, we make sure and say black man, white man, Hispanic man.
Why didn't they just say, well, if it's you're identifying somebody in a crime.
But
why didn't they just say black football player Michael Sam moving to the Dallas Cowboys?
Because.
Are gay and black. Gay and black and tall. Gay, black, tall, good looking. Runt lover.
Because the one thing that has him standing out in the crowd of NFL players is the fact that he is openly gay. So that's how they identify him.
I just thought it was odd for a national newscast to start out with gay football player Michael Sam going to the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. So he's officially been signed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Coach Jason Garrett said Wednesday that the league's first openly gay player will be added to the practice squad. In his regular news conference today, national media was saying, oh, the Cowboys are holding a special announcement to announce Michael. No, they're not. Jason Garrett said, we just want to give him a chance to come in and help our football team. That's where our attention is. What people say outside the organization is up to them. The Cowboys are seeking help with their pass rush because of injuries and the offseason release of franchise sacks leader DeMarcus Ware.
Sacks leader?
Sacks. Quarterback sacks.
Oh,
DeMarcus
right.
Ware. Sacks.
I got it.
Anyway, Sam is not likely to be on the active roster for Sunday's opener against San Francisco. But any team can sign Sam or anyone on anyone's practice squad, but would have to put the person on the 53-man roster for a minimum of 4 weeks. And while we're speaking about the Cowboys, Jerry kind of, and the NFL kind of slid this underneath the Michael Sam news yesterday. Ex-Cowboys player, soon to be current again, Josh Brent, has been suspended 10 games by the NFL, but could be back on the field for Dallas by week 11. Owner Jerry Jones had previously said the team would find a place for Brent on the roster if the league cleared him to play. The NFL conditionally reinstated him yesterday evening. He cannot be involved in team activities until week 7. He cannot practice with the team until week 9. The NFL said Brent must stay clean and avoid any trouble with law enforcement.
What was it Jerry slipped in?
Well, I'm saying Jerry and the NFL announced this.
About the same time as Michael Sam?
Right. So Michael Sam gets top billing, and then, oh, by the way, the controversial intoxication manslaughter player, 10 weeks.
Is anybody complaining that Josh Brent's back with the Cowboys?
I'm sure there are some, but again, there was so much news yesterday as far as this was concerned, and then there was other things around the league, just news in general. It kind of gets lost in the shuffle.
He's paid his fines. He's gone to jail. He's done everything the court ordered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're really supposed to look at the judicial system as well, he's paid his debt. You can't fine him forever. He can't be punished forever.
And
still a jacked up crime where you kill your buddy.
Mm-hmm. But again, something else he had going for him, unlike another NFL player who killed someone while drinking and driving. He had the forgiveness of the victim's family. He had support of the team. All those things helped. And it also helped. It may have helped him.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize my arm was in your camera shot.
Oh, I don't care.
I'm aiming for the trash can.
Oh, let's see. All right.
See. Arc.
Mm-hmm. Try for the light. A little short.
How far did I miss?
By about a foot and a half.
Okay. No, I'm not saying that.
Okay. A Fort Worth officer was hit by a car and is now in the hospital. That happened last night while officers were responding to a call about a couch in the middle of I-30 near Summit.
Non-life-threatening?
Yes.
Okay.
Couch, middle of I-30. So I think we have an idea of how that happened. They were trying...
I never know how furniture falls off trucks.
I assume it was kind of like the mattress type thing. Someone's trying to hang on or something's just not secured and just whoop, there it goes.
Is rope, twine, is it at a premium?
Bungee cords maybe as well? I don't know.
Yeah, just something. People don't realize wind. Wind, you can carry it.
Well, wind in general, and then you're going to drive on I-30 going 60, 65 with a couch and think, it's heavy enough. Wind
well,
can't
I would,
take that.
I would think that a couch would be heavy enough, and it's not really aerodynamic. So you think, it's not going to lift off. Let's say just stacked it on top. My it's heavy enough just to set up there. I let Trini set on it.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be okay up there.
Yeah, they may have just loaded up the bed of a truck or something and then put the couch on top of everything as the weight.
Well, about once a month on 121 near my house, there's always a mattress in one of the lanes. I don't know why there hasn't been some type of safety campaign. I have nothing for this. I'm just saying... It happens enough to where you see somebody and a mattress and somebody flying off the bed of the truck.
And in the air, they realize it was not a good idea.
Please, please, please let me land mattress side down.
Mm-mm.
Please don't peanut butter sandwich me. But for the moment, I'm Aladdin.
The officers were trying to set up cones and road flares when a vehicle came over the hill and struck the officer. Corporal Tracy Knight with Fort Worth PD said the driver did stop to help. He was with his wife and child at the time and appeared very distraught. The officer, a 13-year veteran, is now recovering in the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, which include a broken leg, several cuts that need stitches, and perhaps some other things, but should be just fine.
Says it was at night, and say what time?
No, they didn't say what time.
I think if you're a police officer or fireman, you walk out in the middle of the road, just assume somebody has the intent of mowing you down. They don't, but just assume that, and don't go out there.
Uh-huh.
Send somebody else out. Wait till one of the tow truck drivers gets there. No offense. Or just some big vehicle to block you. Cops get hit all the time on the side of the road. Why make it easier and walk out in the middle of the freeway? People aren't paying attention. I have no idea how this guy had they didn't say anything about alcohol in the story, so I'm going to guess that wasn't a factor.
No, they just made it sound like he came over the hill and then the officer happened to be right there and...
They've got enough, really, to be paranoid about without adding, hey, let's go get this back. Call TxDOT, somebody, the ones with the big vehicles with those huge bumpers that are supposed to absorb anything. Get it behind you.
I think they were acting quickly, though, because they were trying to let drivers know that the couch was in the highway. And if
nobody hit the couch. They had the cop.
Well... But had the cop not been there, this family might have hit the couch and, you know, it might have killed them all.
Well, they got a better chance of surviving hitting a couch than the cop does being hit by a car.
That is true.
We need a break, Chloe?
Yes.
Are we late?
We're okay.
Read something else.
Okay. I actually have some audio that goes along with this as well. It's cut number 7. A storm on the sun may impact us in the next few days, and I'll let Fox 4's Good Day fill us in on the rest. Everybody's smiling,
sunshine day. I can't stand their bumpers. Is that what this is?
Oh, yeah. I felt it was important to include it just to get the right feel.
Again, they're number one on TV in the morning, so it's hard to question anything they do.
You'll question after this. Everybody's smiling, sunshine
day. Everybody's laughing, sunshine day. Oh, gosh, the sun keeps worrying me day after day, huh?
Well, it should. It should. And here's why. A storm on the sun may impact us in the next couple of days. Scientists spotted what is called a coronal mass ejection on Monday. There it goes.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
I forget. What's his dumb name?
You have Tim Ryan, and then the Lauren Prisible, and
the one that always talks like it's everything sing-songy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a bright day outside tonight.
And then Eva, the meteorologist.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
What is called a coronal mass ejection on Monday. There it goes.
Sounds like you're shooting a Mexican bottle out your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, made more sense in my head.
No, I didn't.
I had a coronal ejection.
What is called a coronal mass ejection on Monday. There it goes.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
And here it comes.
Coronal mass ejection.
Here it comes. It sent dark plasma toward the Earth.
Seriously? What are we on?
Not light plasma, dark plasma. Those particles can cause auroras like the northern and southern lights, and that's good, but...
Dark plasma gives me nipples.
Those are pretty.
They can also...
Hey, if he's going to be stupid, I'm getting in on this one.
Dark plasma. Those particles can cause auroras like the northern and southern lights, and that's good, but...
Those are pretty.
They can also disrupt radio transmissions, damage satellites, and even interfere with electrical transmissions. So basically, it's been nice knowing you.
And thank you for watching PBS.
It does sound awful, doesn't it? Dark plasma. A cloud of dark plasma is headed towards Earth.
And I'll be honest.
Okay, we've had days like this.
No. No.
Yeah, we're bumping around. We're digging. All of us are digging for a punchline.
We might be digging, but at least we got a bigger shovel.
PBS.
It does sound awful, doesn't it? Dark plasma. A cloud of dark plasma is headed towards Earth.
And I'll be honest, it wasn't in my forecast, Tim.
I got it wrong again.
You should know everything that's happening in the skies. Did not forecast
the dark plasma cloud.
I say we float Evan up there. We put him up there in a big weather balloon with a roll of aluminum foil and see if he can stop the dark plasma.
During a thunderstorm.
I bet you could do it.
Yeah.
You've got your superhero powers, right?
I bet I'd burn up like that.
Everybody's smiling.
I don't feel like hitting the delay, so I'm turning the mics off. Mother. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Were they at least running B-roll or something of the sun or what, while they were talking?
Initially they did. When the Prisbel chick says, ooh, there it goes, that's when they were showing the images from NASA as the sun was shooting off its dark plasma towards Earth. They showed it in two different quick images. But then it just goes back to showing all three of them wide shot at the desk.
How is it supposed to affect radio, television signals, whatever?
It's the same time. It's like it's the dark plasma, so the plasma eventually will come through our atmosphere, and it'll affect satellites, radio transmissions, things like that.
No, that ain't what it is. I got your dark plasma right here.
Really?
That is.
Oh. Oh, okay.
That's why you can't see television after I get there.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
404. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Speedy Oil Change and Tune-Up. Starting off in Dallas, eastbound I-30, just after Grand Avenue. That earlier stalled bus has been cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding back in the Mixmaster. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at the tollway, got an accident there blocking the exit ramp. Traffic is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. Sticking around in Dallas, northbound 75, right at Woodall Rogers, got an accident there blocking the entrance, the exit ramp as well. Traffic there is backed up back from I-30. And finally in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Preston, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Your back there is back from I-35. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win tickets to see Linkin Park this Saturday at the JEXA. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagle, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Papa John's. Tonight, clear skies, 77 for a low. Sunny tomorrow, 99 for a high. Right now, it is 95 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I got it, Daniel.
Okay. A Brazilian man born with several severe disabilities has beaten the odds to become an inspirational public speaker. As a newborn, doctors told Claudio Vieira de Oliveira's mother to stop feeding him because he would not be able to survive. Instead, the family made adjustments to their home so Claudio, now 37, could maneuver around without getting hurt. His disabilities include limited use of his arms and legs, and an upside-down head.
I knew by the way you were being cryptic, it was going to be something obviously worse than Titty Leg Bobby.
Yep. Titty Leg Bobby had it bad.
Didn't you tell me yesterday somebody set up a Facebook page for him?
Mm-hmm, they did. Yeah, it's a Titty Leg Bobby Facebook page. I approved him as a friend yesterday.
What picture are they using? I forget. Where was this kid from?
India.
He had legs growing out of his chest.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize I was going to make him a cult, get him a cult following.
Hey, what, he's international now.
I wonder what you get if you just Google Titty Leg Bobby.
Oh, man, I'm curious.
Obviously hasn't caught on yet. A lot of pictures of teats.
I would imagine.
Yeah. What did you want?
I was telling you about the Brazilian man with the upside down head.
Is it really upside down?
What do you think?
That's in black and white. That's hard to tell.
Google upside down head.
Is that all I got to do?
Yeah, and Brazil. See if that'll pop it up.
Man born with upside down head defies the, I'm going to guess, the odds.
Yep, that's him.
Oh, he was featured in People. Is that where you got the story?
This was from Fox News. The doctors diagnosed him with congenital arthrogryposis. It's a condition where a person is born with contractures, which are joints permanently fixed in a bent or straightened position. Claudio began walking on his knees at age 8. He uses a pen held in his mouth to type and learned to use phones and a computer mouse that enabled him to succeed in school. He attended State
University. Have you seen this picture in color?
Yes. State University, Fiera de Santana, and is now an accountant in addition to being an international public speaker. Let me see which photo you got.
I think it's the same one you had.
Yep. That's it. Hey, you met the Pope.
Man, that's gotta be...
You're right, I didn't notice that. Upper right-hand corner, is that the new Pope?
No, I think that's JP2. And that's an odd position for the Pope because you can tell he's doing the sign of the cross on his forehead. So it's like, is he going to do it the normal way? Is he got to do it backwards since he's upside down?
Man, I am so confused right now. I think if I do it wrong, I damn him. It's almost like the guy has the ability to just totally relax his neck and bend his head all the way backwards between his shoulder blades.
Yeah.
But I'm going to guess he can't straighten it up.
No.
Well, have you seen this? The black and white picture won't do any good.
Okay.
Come around and see this color.
I folded it over so you couldn't see.
Whoa, wow.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah, a little bit.
Kenzie, sit down. Does he have a name? I don't have one for him. I just came up with T like Bobby.
This guy's actual name is Claudio.
So how did his family adjust the house? They glue all the furniture on the ceiling? Because you're working.
I'll show you
the video switcher.
I'll show you later, Kenzie.
You give her the black and white photo, unless you need it.
No, that's pretty much... Yeah, I guess they didn't say specifically what they did.
I wonder after a while your brain just adjusts. So what you're seeing, you're used to. I mean, I guess it doesn't flip everything over. Obviously, you have to get used to it because you got no choice. Mm-hmm. The brain always adjusts. Like when I watch TV, I'm always laying sideways. And in my mind, I'm sitting straight up because the TV in my head looks normal.
Yeah, you're
even
right.
Even though I'm laying down.
Yeah, and in one of the photos I saw was where he's using, I think it was a pen to do his accounting job or whatever, and he's writing things. He's using the pen in his mouth. So, yeah, it's what he knows. He says he doesn't know any different. He doesn't necessarily know to think of it any differently. Like, if we woke up tomorrow and our head bent back between our shoulder blades, it would be an adjustment.
God, it's going to be weird to watch him talk. You ever done that?
Watch him talk?
Well, watch somebody talk with their head upside down. You just focus on their chin.
That is kind of weird.
It gets really creepy.
There is a video of him, but it was all in, you know, it's from Brazilian TV, so it doesn't do any good to get the audio. But, yeah, he's up at a microphone, and he's upside down, and he's talking. Yeah, it's funky.
Oh, look. Related stories. People also clicked on No Hands Ken.
See, everyone's got a nickname.
I don't have one for this.
Upside down Claudio, whatever.
No, I got nothing.
It's just one of those things where you think, okay, what is the next sort of malady that could happen that we haven't seen? Because we always think about the old circus freaks and what different problems or ailments they had.
Inverted Evan?
I like that.
That's all I got.
Inverted Ivan or Evan?
I was going to go with Evan. Oh. Ivan sounds a little too scary.
Okay, Evan it is.
Flip. I'll work on it. But you're right. The Pope in the picture, he's touching whatever this guy's name is, touching his head, and the Pope really looks confused. Am I a drunk?
Yeah, because he's reaching his hand out. Thinking, I wonder if I just push his head up normally, if it'll stick.
Do I? I don't know. Should I touch him? You, man, you're a up. I don't think a holy water is going to fix this. Mrs. O'Wiggins.
It would be interesting, though, is even as maybe after a while as a pope, you get desensitized when you go to different cities and they bring all the, you know, the
sick
masses.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
But even still, this one, he gets out of the pope mobile and he sees
this.
Oh,
boy, another small, a third world of country. What am I going to see here?
I mean, does he turn to some, like one of the cardinals and go like, is this real? Or is this a joke? Real? Real? Okay, real.
Are you with me?
Yeah, because who knows? Maybe he's being punked. Maybe the Vatican has, you know, like a prank.
You know, I never
on.
Really thought about that. Everywhere he goes, the masses are going to come out with all their children with birth defects. So you're right. He's probably seen more than we could fathom.
Yeah.
So tell me, how many people here are stepped up?
Yeah, it's like
I can spot some of you already.
And when he's in the grocery store and sees a new story, you know, about Bat Boy, he's like, "Pah, I knew about that 2 months ago."
Ben there touched that.
Practice for that. Got to keep cool, man. When I see this,
that's actually a good point too. You got to practice. You got to work up to it because you can't be shocked if you're the Pope and see this freaky looking person.
You're next? A holy shit.
We're going to have to start charging for the stream. Because it's worth it for moments like that.
Yeah. Because the video stream, since it's pre-delay, it's like watching the making of Seinfeld or whatever.
Yeah.
Or bloopers. Where they leave all the words in. I was going to say Curb Your Enthusiasm, but they cuss on that.
Yeah, that's it.
Nonstop. Yeah, there's nothing. There's not an episode of Curb where somebody doesn't go, "F*** you, Larry David." That is amazing that somebody said, "Yeah, stop breastfeeding him. You're wasting your time."
Yeah, that's not. I mean, there are instances where you'll have doctors, especially in other countries, they'll tell parents, "Hey, maybe just we won't tell anybody."
I don't know if you read all this. When he was 8, De Oliveira began to walk around using only his knees and begged his mother to allow him to attend school with other children. Did you read that part?
That part I did not. I got just the essentials.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a real social joy for him to go to school. And
he wanted it, though.
After succeeding at school, he matriculated?
There you go.
What does that mean? Graduated?
Yeah.
Or studied?
Matriculated, excelled.
He went to the State University of Tierra de Santana. Received his qualification as an accountant. He normally returns to the school to give motivational speeches.
You think you got problems?
Any day you get up and your head's right side up, you thank God and you go the f*** to work.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, matriculate is to enroll in college or university.
Oh. De Oliveira is profiled as part of Body Bazaar, a new series from TLC that starts September 4th.
Good for him. See, that's another source of income for him. It's always smart to diversify.
Okay. I wish I'd have known about this. I'd have come up with different jobs that he could do. Go ahead.
Okay. There's a new study on cheating that surveyed 1,000 people over the age of 18. Some of the findings. 88% of cheaters claim they're faithful now.
So some people admitted to cheating.
Yes.
Well, you've already failed. You never admit to cheating. Regardless, I don't care how anonymous a survey may be. If you're a true cheater, you never tell. Ever. In your mind, it's like you've said before, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the best place to hide is right out in the open.
Fake it until you just, if I believe I'm not a cheater, I'm not a cheater. And you certainly never commit it in print or leave no telltale signs. Mm-hmm. First of all, you don't know who's going to go through your computer and look at your cash.
True.
Or what else they're going to dig up. So the people that admit it, they've already failed. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, yeah, you lie enough and eventually you believe it. Then most of those say they stopped cheating because they decided to end the affair. Only a small number of people said the person they were cheating with ended it. And then 6% said the affair ended because they got caught.
Which really, it's not a bad percentage. It means 94% got away with it. Theoretically, I mean,
you're right. But yeah, yes, that means a vast majority have gotten away with
it. And the ones that get caught, they didn't prepare. They had no backup plan. And I know what we're all thinking. The guy with the golf clubs used to use his golf day to go out and screw somebody. Then he comes home. God. His wife looks at his clubs. There's no dirt on them. And the way he told the story on the phone, it sounds like she was just kind of giving him a hard time.
Hey, baby.
What kind of game could you possibly have? Your clubs aren't dirty. Okay, I'm you browbeating bitch.
I still can't believe that. And he swore to us that that's exactly how it happened. She said, well, your golf clubs sure look clean. And he just almost immediately said, all right, I've been cheating.
You went far enough to use golf as a cover. Why not, it's like I've always said, have a redundant story. It's going to seem you may never need it. But when you do, and you've got the response, instantaneously, they're going to believe it. Why aren't your clubs dirty? Wash them. And that one's really not that hard.
No.
But they're usually dirty when you come home from golf.
Had them washed this time.
Well, who washed them?
Wash guy.
Is this a wash guy at the club, or did you take him somewhere else?
No. Yes. I did it.
What's her name?
Who? Wash guy?
The girl you've been screwing.
Damn it.
She's like Columbo.
So, one more question. I don't know. If you're going to jeopardize everything and your marriage is really important, I don't have time for the argument. Well, if it's really important, don't cheat. Screw that argument.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not talking about you. People in general. If it's that important, have redundant stories. Have redundant backups. Think NASA. Even though from time to time they'll have catastrophes, but they always have redundant backups. I can't help you anymore. It makes me sad that that guy listens to the show, and that's the best he could do. How come your clubs aren't dirty? I did it.
But of all the situations that you've told, you know, ways to get out of it, ways to, you know, to say, you know, or deny it, you've never been a golfer. So this golf guy had nothing to pull from.
Well, obviously, there are other times he got the clubs dirty for a reason to make it believable. This time, he just didn't get them dirty. I'm sure somebody at the club washes clubs. They have to.
I would almost imagine that she may not even had it may not have registered to her immediately. Because she was probably, like you said, just give him a hard time. It's like, oh, your clubs sure are clean.
Yeah, they are clean. Did you get your balls washed? Yeah, she did it with a wash rag. Oh, are we late again?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Papa John's. We'll start off in Dallas, northbound I-35. Right at the tollway, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, right at Woodall Rogers, got an accident there. It's also in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from I-30. Sticking around in Dallas, eastbound 635 just before Preston, got a stalled vehicle there. That has traffic backed up back from Luna Road. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W just after 121, got an accident blocking the left lane. That one has traffic backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Tonight clear, 77 for the low. Tomorrow sunny, 99 for the high. Right now it is 95, but 97 won the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Actually, I forget. Let me ask Alfie. Alfie, the email we got a couple of months ago, they wanted the Batmobile for opening of a small business. One of the people with the business related to Mark Davis?
Yes, I believe it was his daughter.
So they emailed us about promoting it.
Seriously?
Yeah, instead of her daddy. And they wanted the Batmobile. It would be neato. You have the Batmobile. It would really help us out a lot.
Well, I'm sure it would.
How much do Alfie, when you call him, how much do you tell him it's going to be?
I think I said the grand total would be $8,000.
Damn.
For how many hours?
For a minimum of 3.
Well, I don't want to do it, so I always tell Alfie. When, just hit them with a number you think will scare them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Even if you just said 1,000, most people are going to back away from it because they always, I don't know why, they always, regardless who it is, expect it for free. We really would like to have this. At, we're celebrating the, what was the last one I got? The 40th anniversary, or whatever, the anniversary of Batman. And they wanted the Batmobile. I think it was a local movie theater.
Okay.
Wasn't it Good Morning Texas that wanted you to wake up early?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
Oh.
Be here at Victory Plaza in downtown Dallas, 8:30 in the morning. Really? Why? Is it for me? Is it for me? Hmm? I got my daughters, Monique and Unique.
It's the TV factor. It's the glitz and glam that they think most people will, you know, fall victim to.
I've been on TV.
I know, but they don't think of it that way. I don't know. They think they're just going to call somebody, hey, you want to be on, especially a radio guy. They think, hey, let's call this radio guy and tell him he can be on TV. He'll be here in a heartbeat. He'll be here overnight camped out.
Yeah, when Billy the Kid's been on TV before, he goes out, he gets a special haircut. I don't know. Obviously, he's going to some dental college. I don't know who's cutting his hair, but whoever it is doesn't look like they specialized in hair.
It doesn't look like it, but he's that stylist.
He doesn't need to get his hair done. He's a good-looking man.
He
say
is.
It, Kenzie.
He's a good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you go down to his studio and talk to him for a little bit?
I talked to him today.
About what?
We had a full conversation.
Really?
What'd you talk about?
The concert last night.
Did you go with him?
No. I asked him if he went.
Did you ask him out?
No.
Did you ask him out?
No.
I think you're getting close.
All right. Did he ask you out?
No.
Are you f***ing him?
No.
Let me smell your fingers.
What? Mine?
Oh, did he finger you?
No. No fingers.
No, there's no finger, right?
No.
Does Billy know who you are?
I think so. Well, yeah, I think so.
We don't mean in like a late 90s, early 2000s makeover girl film. Like, does he know who you are?
Well, you confused me by the question.
Well, don't worry. Just, never
does mind. He know you? You know, he knows you're on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yes. I'm losing my voice. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
I appreciate you trying.
So rude.
How long do you think before it's gone?
You're rude. That's just rude.
But yeah, they get wound up. Or if one of the news stations is going to come up here for, it doesn't matter what they're covering, everybody starts running amok. Yeah. Got to hang banners.
Yeah. Got to have them up in the background. Got to make sure the logo is everywhere in every possible shot.
Make sure you put the logo right there on the VU meters because they always shoot the VU meters. Mm-hmm. And they always do.
The VU meters, the host talking to a microphone close up, nice tight shot, and also they'll get a shot of the computer screen that has the phone bank because they want to see the phones ringing because it's action for them. They got to show that as well.
I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, Channel 8 wanted me to come down, and Channel 47's got a better shot because they're just down the tollway from me.
Yeah.
I haven't driven by their studios, but I think they're right off the North Dallas Parkway. From what I've looked at online, it's a decent building. It's just Channel 47. Which you expect to look like a inside of redneck heaven.
That would actually get more viewers.
Yeah, what do they carry? Just mostly reruns? Old TV shows?
Yeah.
And they do the broadcast with all the chicks in the morning?
Yeah. Alfie, they still do that show?
Yeah, they do, although a couple of them quit.
Which one?
Susie quit.
Susie Humphries?
Yeah.
Why'd she quit?
She
was, are you sure she quit?
I think so.
Or did she pass?
No. I think she's still with us.
No. What's she doing now?
I think she's off doing motivational speaking.
Oh, wow. Never.
Well, really. She's always done that.
Oh, okay.
But as pissy as she came off on the broadcast, I wouldn't think that she would still be into motivational speaking.
She seemed kind of...
I'm dancing main stage now with Bobby Wygant at Jaguars. We had this team act. The two of us in a burrow.
Oh, my God.
Who's dressed up like Raymond Burr. So we just call the burrow Raymond. I'm not really clear what I mean, but it sounds neat.
It's clearly working.
You do a sex act with a burrow who's wearing a Perry Mason mask or Ironside. We can't decide. And then from time to time, we do a threesome, a cameo with Abby Halliday.
Oh.
It's been a weird couple of days.
It has.
Yesterday, we came up with a conspiracy that George Burns and Jack Benny killed John Denver.
Mm-hmm. I like how you said we. Well, that one was all you.
I share.
I know you do.
The ratings come out. We're number one. I say we.
And we appreciate that. However, there are certain things that you really
don't back away from stuff. I forgot what we said earlier.
It was, the John Denver conspiracy.
That was yesterday. And today, yeah. Who was the superhero?
The Lucy guy.
Fred Mertz was the superhero from Roadhouse.
Yes.
And now,
see, I like not explaining the Fred Mertz one at all because I don't think you really could.
It's useless.
Yeah, Fred Mertz, superhero, Roadhouse.
Yeah, if I don't understand it, I have no chance of explaining it to you. Mm-mm. Anyway, going back to the Batmobile, there's an event. I don't want to say what it is coming up in a couple of months. They want the Batmobile there. Mm-hmm. I will bet you hard cash that even though this is a profit event, they expect it for free. Nobody ever wants to pay for it.
No. Because, again, they seem to think that if you have the car, then you just love to take it out. And I think that's probably how most people that have, you know, the iconic cars are. They want to take it to a car show if they get invited because they think it's cool. They're like, hey, I'm wanted. I want to go. I want to show off my car. You're one of the few people that has multiple show-off vehicles that doesn't really like showing them off.
I do from time to time. If it's close to the house, one of my clients, like Climate Evangelista, I took to the center in Plano to do pictures. I don't know why I keep doing that. Pictures with a car for the foundation because I don't think anybody paid for pictures with a car at Climate Evangelista Eye Center. They come up, snap pictures with their phone, and then walk off.
Yeah.
Dr. Evangelista just walked out with $2,500. He goes, here, I feel bad about this.
That's not a bad... That's actually a pretty good racket. It's just a way to guilt the
clients. It is, but it's... nobody ever... we've done it before where they'd come up, take pictures. You know, we're charging for a charity. Well, I took it with my own phone. It's still my car. Well, I'll just delete the picture. Why don't you just give me $10 for the foundation to go on?
Because I want it for free.
Well, you're not going to get it for free.
Well, I got it for free. Ha.
Mm-hmm. How about if I have Officer Jed Cloud, who's standing right over there, come over and punch you in the a-hole? Because Jed will do it.
He seems large.
He's a big man.
Mm. What if I got a can of Crisco in the car?
Yeah, that seems to be his kryptonite.
Woohoo!
Are you covered in Crisco? All right.
Between that and
it's a warning this time, I'm gonna let you go.
Between that and the jar of queso, I think I got Plano PD foiled.
Yeah, Ray Arnold, you distract him with a thing of queso. Yeah, look at this.
Probable cause.
Look, Officer Arnold. Sorry, that's just for the stream.
That's okay.
3D. Okay.
So you don't want to let someone use the car?
I'll do it if they're going to pay for it.
Yeah. Is there a reasonable price that you would consider? Or do you not want to say?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it. Because it's going to cost to have it transported out there if I don't drive it. And then somebody's got to watch it for the time that, you know, say they want it for 3 hours. Somebody's got to watch it. And they've got to watch it closely. So you got to hire somebody specifically for that.
You're right. And it's not, and that's not you being, that's not you being, you know, anal about it. It's because if someone isn't watching it, people are going to get in a car. They're going to do all sorts of things or crawl all over it.
I'll do it for free.
You're not going to watch the car. It's got to be somebody with a gun.
I have a gun.
I'd like for the right person to get shot.
It scares me that she has a weapon.
I have
kind of gun you got?
I have a
bullet gun.
I got a bang bang gun.
The black one.
Yeah. You know, that's my favorite brand, the black one. It's got them hard things you put in it and they come out fast.
I really hate it when we beat her to the punch on sounding dumb when all we had to do was just wait for her.
And I don't care when I shoot people. I just look at them and go, "Suh." You have a black gun? Do you know what caliber it is? It's high quality.
45.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Where did you get it?
Store.
What was the name of it? Don't.
Gun store.
I knew it.
Yeah, there it is.
That's a stupid-looking gun. Where'd you get it? The gun store?
So.
Have you ever shot it?
Yes. I'm actually a really good shot.
I doubt it.
I will bring up my target on Friday. I will bring you my target.
I feel better. I actually thought she was going to say, I will bring my gun up here and show you.
How do I know that you're the one that shot at the target?
I'm not. Why would I lie?
Well, and we also don't know how close she was to that target.
Like, I was at the gun range. I was just as far back as everybody else.
Yeah, but how far away was your target from everybody else?
At the very end. I was taught by the best of the best, and that was my dad. And he taught me how to shoot with a revolver, a 357. And he put one bullet in the chamber, and he spun it around and closed it. And said, because I anticipated.
Open your mouth.
That's mean. I didn't anticipate when he did that because I didn't know when it was going to go off. And it, straight in the middle, pick up that 45, just pow, 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 pow.
Did you actually ever pull the trigger? I used to make the noise.
I pull the trigger and make the noise. It's fun. Then you turn it to the side. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God, I'll hit you.
Let's go shooting. I'll prove it.
I'm not going shooting with you.
I'm responsible with the gun.
You can say it all you want. Plus, with all the things that I've said about you and to you, I don't know. It's like, here's my chance.
Remember that time you said I couldn't find my vagina? I'm about to shoot you one.
You called me a mongoloid. Pow, pow.
Pew. Who's a mongoloid now?
Sup?
You're not bringing the gun or anything else up here.
Yes, sir.
Alfie, I'll give you the contact for this event that wants a Batmobile. All right. And Alfie knows how to play them. Gives them plenty of time. The people opening up the business with Mark Davis's daughter. How long did you talk to him? Because you gave him plenty of time to actually bring up money.
Oh, yeah. I talked to him for a good 10 minutes or so. Just said, hey, this is all that we need. This is when's the time, the date. Okay, here's all the logistics. And then I dropped the price on him and nothing. No talk of payment at all.
They say they call you back. They check on it.
They did.
They just immediately go, no.
They didn't immediately go, no. They sort of cautiously backed away. Well, I have to get with my business partner and we have to talk.
Guy even emailed him back a couple of days after you called him. I went, hey, Alfie, get a hold of you guys? Are we all set up for your event?
Oh, really?
Never a reply. That being related to Mark Davis, had it not been someplace, what was it, Tarrant County someplace?
I think it was in Mansfield.
Someplace no, not where, well, not me.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Me not
there.
Got it. Had it been drivable, close, for Mark Davis, this kid, I probably just would have done it. But not far. Not where me not. Me no. Batmobile no.
And that's the official response.
Sound like one of those aliens from one of the Star Trek movies.
Me not there go.
Me no. Batmobile no. I think it's when McCoy was trying to get a ship to take him someplace. I don't have anything else.
That's okay.
Quite embarrassed.
Don't be.
Oh, look at that.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
503. This is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Got to check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Famous Footwear. A whole lot going on in Tarrant County. Let's start off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30. Right at Chapel Creek Boulevard, got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Spur 580. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just after 121, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Rosedale Street. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just before 121, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Long Avenue, this one involving an 18-wheeler. In Mesquite, eastbound Highway 80, right at Big Town, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-30. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Preston, got a stalled vehicle blocking the end of the entrance ramp there. Traffic is backed up back from Lunar Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Papa John's. Tonight, clear skies, 77 for a low. Then tomorrow, sunny and 99 for the high. It's 95 right now and 97.1 the Eagle.
How about some...
How about you suck my place, Mucko?
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
All right, you're talking about the family in Frisco. The child ends up dead.
10-year-old boy.
And they think somebody in the family did, the mom, whatever.
Yeah,
the coroner in Frisco or Collin County said, yeah, I can't really determine this was a homicide.
Right.
And then the family fought for a while. For whatever reason, Frisco PD confiscated their car. Is this the same story?
I believe what you're saying, yes.
So what... What's the latest? They get their car back, or was there another
Was in the same home, a male body and a female body have been discovered in the home. Police have not released.
Dead?
Yes, dead.
Well, I guess body would be.
Yeah.
Okay.
The police have not released the names yet, but you just assume that it's the parents of the 10-year-old.
Is that what Sean Rabb is?
It looks like it.
We're news at 5:30. Sean, thank you.
Perfect timing.
That's the way I roll, Jack.
I know it is.
Alfie, call Sean Rabb. See if he's got time.
On it.
Okay. Hey, yeah, that's obviously odd. Doesn't really cover it.
No.
But, yeah, I even heard their attorney doing interviews going, they've got no reason to hang on to the car. Because I don't know why they're stalling. I don't know if the kid even died in the car.
I don't think so.
Who's that chick on 11? She's cute.
It's Jane Slater, sports.
She been there for a while?
A little while.
Strictly a football decision. Their hope that he can help this defense's ailing defensive line.
She looks like a little cheerleader. That voice is going to go bad on her in about 10 years. She's going to sound like...
I'm Jane Slater. CBS 11. By the way... I pushed John Denver over a cliff with Jack Benny.
No, uh-uh.
That, end of story.
He's not going to sound like George Burns.
Okay. So is that just happened today? They found the bodies in the house?
Yeah, that's a breaking news thing. There's a breaking news alert on Channel 8's website, and then from what I can tell, the other TV stations that we have on in here are all doing breaking news.
It's like what part of Frisco?
I did not see an address on that, no. Okay. But it's a nice neighborhood, though. Then again, I don't really think there's a bad neighborhood in Frisco.
Other bad neighborhoods everywhere. I haven't really seen one.
I'd really be curious to see the
bad
neighborhood.
Well, every place has a bad neighborhood.
Well, again.
Plano, thought of, you know, as the elite. They got mobile homes in Plano.
They do. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would. Is that bad?
It's not really elitist. Alfie, did you get him?
Got him. He's on the hotline.
What's up, superstar?
What's up, my friend?
What's the story going on in Frisco?
It does not look good at the moment. There are two dead bodies at the Dewan, Samit and Pallavi Dewan house in Frisco.
Now, let me ask this to see if I got the story right. Is this the same family where they found the kid dead? For whatever reason, Frisco police confiscated their car.
This is the same family where the son died in January, late January. The mother preserved his body until the husband came home from a business trip on February, I believe, 4th of this year. She was arrested and charged with the son's murder by Frisco police, but the case is yet to go to the grand jury.
Is this also, I'm trying to still figure out if I got the right story. Didn't the coroner for Collin County or Frisco, didn't they say, yeah, we can't really determine this was a homicide?
That is correct. The medical examiner, the Collin County medical examiner's findings to point to date have been inconclusive as to cause of death. The boy did have a myriad of medical maladies. The medical examiner could not say exactly what caused his death, but did rule out strangulation, did rule out drowning. There was no trauma to the body, certainly no gunshot wounds or anything of that nature, no signs of choking, none of that.
But the mother admitted to trying to preserving the body.
Absolutely. You understand, these folk are from India, they're Hindu religion. In that culture, the man must perform certain rituals in death.
Okay.
And it's not in a culture like American women who would pick up the phone and make arrangements and tell your husband you need to get home over the phone that your son is dead. It's not going to happen in that culture.
What? So they haven't identified the bodies, but we're speculating it's the mother and father?
We have not, but the bodies have not been identified from our helicopter.
See, we speculate on this show, so it's okay for you to do it here.
We are, it is their house. It is their house. Okay. And there is a body in the swimming pool, and then there is a second body elsewhere. It is their house.
What part of Frisco is this?
I'm not real familiar with Frisco. But it's a very nice neighborhood. You saw the pool in the backyard. You saw the size of the house from our helicopter, from Sky 4.
Yeah, I think you guys are running the footage of that, right? No, that's something else. Well, it was aerial footage and somebody coming out on a gurney.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, can you do me a favor? What time do you get up in the morning?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, between 4:30 and 5.
Can you go up to Good Day and put a tape measure around Tim Ryan's head? I'm curious what the circumference is. Doesn't it look abnormally large?
I can't say.
Yes, you can.
No, I have a big round head of my own.
No, yours is perfect. Yeah. You're a good-looking man.
I love you too, man.
Go on to Good Day and just stick a candle in his mouth. Are you mad?
No, I'm just... No comment on that, brother.
Okay.
He's a long professional newsman. He
speaks volumes. Yeah. All right, all right, I just saw you doing the report, and I live in Frisco, so I was curious.
All right, my friend.
Thank you, boss.
All right, good talking to you as always.
All right, Sean Rapp from Fox 4. Another friend of the show that you probably never would have thought of.
Especially after all those things you've said about him.
I've never said anything ugly about him.
That is true. Other than baby daddy.
Hang on, Sean. I got a phone call. Somebody wants to talk to you.
Let me talk to Saul Gaza while you're at it.
Obviously, it's not a secret around Fox 4 that Tim Ryan's head is huge.
I'm pretty sure.
Not really anything you can cover up.
No.
And by the fact that Sean didn't say it was normal size. He didn't say anything.
He just did not comment.
He goes, actually, he said, well, you know, I got a big head, too.
Well, there you go.
What does that mean?
That
means Tim Ryan got a big head.
Yeah.
Pumpkin ass.
I wonder if at the Christmas party, they get a couple of drinks, and then they break out the tape measure to see.
Who's got the bigger
head? My money's still on Tim Ryan.
Oh, my money's on that, yeah.
Okay. Obviously, not much to that story. It's odd. One was in the pool.
Yeah.
All right. I have no speculation because I don't know that much about the story. I thought it was almost over because their attorney was going, hey, the Frisco Police Department has no reason to hang on to that car. Coroner's going, I don't think it was homicide.
Yeah. The last thing I had heard was the coroner's report. And after that, my assumption was that the case had been dropped. I didn't know that it was still waiting to go to the grand jury.
I'm sure something's going to change now. All right, 5:13. Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thank you, Russ. Last Friday, CeeLo Green pleaded no contest to slipping ecstasy to a woman who later accused him of raping her while she was unconscious. There was never enough evidence to charge him with a sex crime, so he was just hit with a drug offense. After pleading out, CeeLo made some comments about...
Did he admit to slipping her something?
I guess so. Afterwards... He made some comments on Twitter. He said, if someone has passed out, they're not even with you consciously. So, with implies consent.
He's trying to just... Go ahead.
Then he added, people who have really been raped remember. All caps. Then, of course, people lit him up over this. So he apologized, said his comments had been taken way out of context, and then he shut down his Twitter feed. Then he put it back on... with a message saying, I truly and deeply apologize for the comments attributed to me on Twitter. Those comments were idiotic, untrue, and not what I believe.
Who typed it?
Oh, he did.
Well, obviously, it's what you believe. It came from your mind, from your head to your fingers to Twitter.
Well, I guess he's
trying... Why is it they always make it sound like, well, I was having an out-of-body experience, or right. Somebody jumped in and typed it, jumped out the window laughing.
Yeah, exactly. Aha, it's the Twitter ghost.
Channel 11's running a breaking news on this Frisco thing. Do you care?
I doubt they have more than Sean Rabbit. Let's see.
The couple's backyard. Now, again, we don't know the identity of the two bodies.
Okay, you're right. Again, why? I don't get it. I'm surprised there's not a PR firm that hasn't contacted all the different celebrities. Send it to us first. We'll decide. We'll post it for you.
Yeah.
There really needs to be a buffer between you, the celebrity, who's not always... really intelligent, and us. We'll decide whether it needs to be posted or not.
Yeah, because
to say, well, you know, if it passed out, that means yes. No, that's why people have gone to jail before when they roofied somebody.
Right.
Obviously, it is harder to prove if you have no recollection of the event, and it becomes a he said, she said, or vice versa. I think most of the times when chicks roofie a guy, they just steal his stuff. They don't rape him. The friend of ours, a friend of clothes, guy's name's Chance. He got roofied. Stole all his shit.
Even stuff couldn't even use.
And they stole stuff that didn't even work. And he was stupid enough, met her at a bar. She's hot. I never saw her, Chloe. Did you see her?
I saw her, yeah.
She was hot?
Yeah, she was very hot. And I was like, you know, high five, brother. I didn't think about any of that at the
She's
time.
She's going home with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Way out of his league, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everything's out of his league. It ain't short of, if it's on two legs, it's out of his league. She's going home with me. Are you sure this is a good idea? Yes.
Yeah. If it could be found underneath the Beach Street Bridge, that's his playing field.
Yeah, he's all winking, you know, thumbs up. And I'm like, right on, brother.
Look at this one. Look what I caught this time. It was just a matter of time. Hit the jackpot. Lottery.
Gonna go home. Good for
you. And the first thing he does, takes her to his house.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you want some wine?
Yes, I do.
Of course.
Now, would you have thought something like that would be possible before you heard this story?
Which story?
If a really attractive chick came up to you in a bar and did all the same
thing. If it happened to me?
Right.
No, I'm not taking her home. I'm not taking a straight. All right, I did it once.
Ah.
But I didn't drink anything.
Okay.
I met a couple of chicks at Abuelo's.
See? Okay. That's right. I forgot about that.
They were cute. They weren't hot. They were cute. They wanted a three-way. Well, I'd do that.
Mm-hmm.
I was horny.
And that happened after you knew about this thing with Chance.
Yeah, probably, but I'm better looking than him. And I got a radio show. I don't even know what Chance does. He should just, he knows by his first name, not to take chicks home. But yeah, obviously I can't pound on him because I've done it, but I didn't lose anything.
No, you did not. But you're also, like, as you said, you're self-aware, whereas he doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, you didn't wake up with, like, you know, your pants down and just your fly open and...
an electric cord hanging out my ass. Yeah. Man, I don't want to pull that electric cord out because I'm not interested to see what comes out with it.
Man, it must have been a good... Holy...
Actually, how messed up would it be? Is it you wake up, pants around, electrical cord hanging out of your butt. You look around the apartment. You don't see anything in there.
You don't see anything in the apartment. Electric.
Exactly.
Okay, how much stuff is up my ass?
That's right. Oh, no. I think I got the hi-fi in there.
Where's my TV?
God, that's 50 inches, man. I don't think I should breathe.
God, I hope it's not that 1982 VCR. And I forget, how much of the stuff did they take, Lo?
I think it was close to $3,000 worth, at least. And his roommate's stuff.
God. Did he immediately call you the next day?
After he called the police. That was the next call. He goes, dude, you're never going to guess what happened. I was like, what?
They drugged you and stole all your stuff. Yeah!
Yeah, we all had bets. I won.
And he goes, don't tell anybody. So what do? The first person I call.
Me.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get it out quick enough.
Guess what happened to Chance? Guess what happened to Chance? Yeah, somebody drugged him and stole all his crap.
Do you know if he's ever done it again?
No. Mm-mm. I think he learned.
You meet somebody that you know is beyond, even if you had a bunch of cash, you don't even come close to traveling in the same circles. Hey, you're cute. Yes, I am. I'm taking her home. We're going to have sex.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. You're going to get, but no, there'll be no sex. Line one, Alfie?
Yes.
How do you say their name?
His name is Sween, is yes.
Yes, Sween.
Yes, boss.
Yes.
I was just talking about, I was listening to Sean talk about Hindu families, the female does not call the male, and no, that's not true, man. I think the lady just freaked out. The kid had a lot of medical complications, kid passed out, she just preserved him till he came back from town a couple of days later. I mean, she went shopping and crap. You know,
so there's absolutely nothing in the culture that would prevent?
Absolutely nothing. There are certain ceremonies that the male of the house has to perform after the death, but nothing that says, you know, the lady of the house will not call the man to come back, and that's just BS.
Okay, obviously you know a little bit about the culture, or a lot. Think of any reason why she would preserve the body until the husband got home?
Nothing at all. I mean... I'm born and raised Indian. We spoke about this a lot, and there's nothing in the culture that.
I think somebody would have checked into it, especially Sean. He's pretty good at vetting his stories, researching. If that's part of the culture, at least, you know, Google it and see if that's true.
It is not. I'm born and raised in India, so no.
How long have you been here?
13 years now.
How did you end up listening to us?
Oh, man, I don't know. I think 14 years, 13 years ago, I happened on this, and I couldn't stop laughing ever since. And I'm shocked.
Chloe was still with you. Remember the way you harassed him? Good Lord.
Yeah, Chloe's been with me since the late 90s. Mm-hmm. What'd you want to ask, Dan?
I was just wondering if Sheen always laughs at the Pop-Tart joke.
Say that again?
Ask him again.
When Russ talks about the Pop-Tart jokes, do you laugh at those?
That's a yes.
New favorite listener right there.
Does it astound anybody?
You can't offend anybody.
Well, it's not even that. Just the it shocks me. The range of the show. I don't even like saying it because it comes off as a brag. The range of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Professions. Ethnicities.
Feminists.
It's odd.
Yeah. Other countries, professions, yeah.
Dr. Thornton, a smart feller,
mm-hmm.
got a degree in something. We think it's psychology.
Well, yes.
Never seen it. Take him at his word.
But, yeah, we never really vetted that. You're right.
And were you a listener before we had you on the show?
Yeah.
Okay. But you got Dr. Fetner. Got plenty of doctors.
And
professionals. Captain Howard with the Dallas Sheriff's Department. Lieutenant Denzel.
And we didn't even mention, as well as religions. As far as a different category.
Sure would like to get to the bottom of this. Because I'd really like to know what they're listening to. Because I think I'd enjoy it.
I think you would.
I checked you out on Labor Day. You were doing a best of. It was.
Oh, that's right. I got your notes. What do we got, about a minute, Chloe?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, he's doing his notes. Obviously, he's just killing time. Because mm-hmm. I always said, you don't come on Wednesdays unless you got notes. That's the whole reason to have you in the studio.
Right.
Notes.
Yeah.
Russ, the Labor Day Best Of offering was brilliant. And obviously, I had no idea what we ran. Over the last two or three segments, you created a little play, a psychodrama, if you will, baiting women listeners with sexist-like characterizations of them, throwing in a few B and C words here and there, and then taking a call from one of them in the last segment. You treated her nicely, putting her at ease, identifying yourself initially instead of hanging up or jacking with her. Then you set her up to deliver the punchline. Oh, yes, you do have sex with married women. I don't get it.
You were saying you don't know what's true and what's not true. You don't know if I have sex with married women. She goes, yes, you do have sex with married women. And you just, yep, you went to commercial.
And you found that funny, did you?
Well, everyone did. Everyone was laughing and... I mean, you know, I can't deliver the joke the way you do. But
well, I it doesn't sound funny to me. You went a noodling and you caught you one, boss. Dude, I think you've been in with us too long. Yep. You've become one of the tribe.
Yeah.
Isn't that what the term is called?
Yeah, when the anthropologist goes native, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you done went ooga booga.
Yep.
Hey, is that why you wore the headdress at the white trash party?
That's the reason, yeah.
Yeah.
Now we know.
I think he was wearing it only because the hooligans had taken everything else.
Well, maybe that, too.
I wore it because Kinsey wanted me to. What are you going to do?
All right. Let's see. I'm not taking those calls. Okay. I've made my choice.
Yeah. Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:33, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy, this is KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Cotton Patch Cafe. Let's start off from Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Chapel Creek Boulevard. Got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up back from Spur 580. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just before 121, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Long Avenue. In Lake Dallas, northbound I-35, just before Lake Dallas Drive, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up into Louisville back from Main Street. In Grand Prairie, westbound I-30, just before MacArthur, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Westmoreland. And finally, in Mesquite, eastbound Highway 80, right at Big Town, got an overturned vehicle blocking the left lane. That one has traffic backed up back from I-30. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by LogMeIn.com. Clear skies tonight, 77 for the low, sunny tomorrow, 99 for the high. It's 96 right now, at 97.1 The Eagle.
Oh, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
On Friday, Justin Bieber was photographed riding a four-wheeler with Selena Gomez back home in Ontario, Canada, and he was arrested because he ran that four-wheeler into a minivan, which is being driven by paparazzi.
I wish somebody would kick that kid in the...
I kind of wish Selena would do it. Then he got into...
I still... Who has him on the Deadpool? Me? It's either you or me.
Alfie, you looking?
Looks like right now, Russ, you have Mary Tyler Moore, Amanda Bynes, and Lamar Odom... Dan has Bieber.
Who's Lamar Odom?
Basketball player, formerly.
What's wrong with him?
He got married to a Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. That's why I want him. Dan, all Dan has is... who?
Dan has Ron Jeremy, Lil Wayne, Valerie Harper, Bieber, and Mike Tyson.
Doesn't look like Valerie Harper's going to pay off.
Yeah, see, that should have been easy, easy points. And for a while,
you don't wish her to die. Just want to win the contest.
Yeah, I mean it's a game. I'm forced to play it, so I play to win.
You're not forced to play. When we try and negotiate and swap people on the list, you play mean.
I do. I play to win. I'm sorry. Most people play fantasy football. We play famous people. Deadpool. And Ron Jeremy, I think that was a year or two ago when he had some sort of heart thing. I really thought that was going to hit, but no.
Well, luckily he got back into shape. And there are still chicks that let him screw them. Like, new videos. Like, oh, I'll go look at, I can't think of somebody new. Well, there's a scene with some hedgehog on her. Is it really that big of a, I don't even know what the word is.
Rite of passage?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, well.
Well, it's Ron Jeremy. It's an honor to get plowed by him.
Yeah, you think I'm right in the middle of it? She's telling him, this is such an honor. This is great. My mom's going to be, I can't wait to tell her.
She's always been a big fan of yours. I'd rather get anal from Kevin Pollak.
I should be saying ew, gross right about now, but you're right. That actually doesn't sound
well,
so
at least
bad.
You know, there'd be some entertainment value.
Yeah, because while it will be Kevin Pollak, all you got to do is face forward, and he could sound like almost anyone.
Man, you're giving it to me good, Kevin.
I know. I'm fast.
I think I'm ready to go there, Kevin.
Okay. Sorry. Marsupial.
Say, I finished now. Chase me.
Chase me. I finished. Chase me.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway... Bieber was arrested because he ran the four-wheeler into a minivan driven by paparazzi. Then he got into a physical altercation, whatever that is, with one of the guys inside. We don't know if Selena was with him when it happened. Also don't know exactly what happened, but Justin was charged with dangerous driving and assault and went to the police station to be booked. Now, this could be...
And this happened where?
This was in Canada.
Where he already has pending charges.
He does, and he's also been charged. He's just been charged so far, but... That could be enough to constitute a violation of the probation he's on for egging his neighbor's house in L.A. So the L.A. County Probation Office is looking into it.
Even though it's another country?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Because it's one of those things, he's got a work visa, at the very least. I don't know what his exact papers are, but it could be a reason for customs to be like, all right, no, you don't get to come back.
And didn't he have something else in Florida?
He also had the drag racing charge and the DUI charge in Florida. But I think they were able to get that pled out something. But he's also still in Canada, got the charges pending for hitting a limo driver in the back of the head that was hauling him around town.
I wonder if he's bipolar. I've never heard anybody bring that up. But he seems to go, and he'll do something nice for a charity and not really ask for a lot of attention. And he turns around and turns into an absolute penis. As far, I get being pushed by the paparazzi, but you still know what the limits are.
You're supposed to, yeah. And it's now at a time and his age that he's got to know better. He's got, someone has to tell him, you cannot do these things. You have to, you know, you have to show some control, some restraint. And at the very least, I've never heard anyone throw out the idea of him being bipolar. Because in the past, it was me. Most of the things that he's gotten in trouble for.
Would you even guess that, Dr. Thornton?
I don't keep up with Bieber much, but...
I mean, what is some of the symptoms of being bipolar?
Well, not sleeping for day after day after day, you know, being in a manic state. It's hard to tell with a very wealthy person because, you know, spending a lot of money is one thing that manic people do. But, you know, if you got a lot of money to spend...
Is it not a shifted personality?
Well, there is a difficulty managing emotions, so it's not exactly a personality shift, but... you go from being super low energy to super high energy, and for some people you can even get delusional and psychotic.
Okay, you've drained all the energy out of me. Obviously, I was wrong. He's not bipolar.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
But see, with me, what all the stories I've heard, when you think about all the stories that he's done, it's all things to make himself sound cool or tough. Like he tries to go after photographers in Europe, and he has to be supposedly held back by his bodyguards. He punches a limo driver in the back of the head, trying to be tough. He eggs his neighbor's house, probably because he wants to seem tough or cool to his buddies. Same thing with the Florida deal. Same. And this one, he's mad and feels like he can take on a van full of paparazzi.
I think you'd have to rule out drugs as the main problem first before I'd go to bipolar. But
all right, I've never looked at the feedback on that he might get on. His Facebook page or Twitter, whatever he happens to be on, he may get, accolades from all his little fans.
Oh, yes.
So he goes, I'm going to keep doing this. They obviously love it.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you're going to push it to a certain point, you're going to get pushed out of this country, and then you don't get to come back. And I don't know how long that would be, but it still sounds enjoyable.
Yeah, no, you're right. And then someone who couldn't stand him, Alfie, help me out. Was it Orlando Bloom? Was it a few weeks ago? They were at some restaurant.
Yes, and they got into a big fight.
It wasn't a big fight. It was two skinny noodle-armed guys trying to hit each other. But Bieber tried to go up to say hi to Orlando Bloom, but really it turns out because they had a mutual ex, supposedly. And Orlando Bloom tried to take a swing at him, didn't even come close, and that turned into some big tabloid thing.
Did Justin have his posse?
Yeah, both sides had different parties separate them almost immediately. Hell, it's somehow I think Lindsay Lohan was there.
I don't know who Orlando Bloom is. I'm looking him up. Was he an actor?
Yeah, he's an actor. He was in all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah, okay. I'm a big fan of that.
Lord of the Rings. He played Legolas.
Yeah.
Russ hadn't seen any of those.
No. Okay, I see what you're talking about. He's a runt.
Yeah. It's two little guys, going at it. It's like, really, if a celebrity was going to take a swing at Bieber, you want it to be someone that would actually inflict damage. Like.
Well, I'm sure Justin doesn't go up to somebody that could get to him before his posse could block the punch. All right. Obviously, he's going to have to go to jail or be deported before he gets a handle on any of this, and I don't really care.
I think you're right. At some point, someone's just going to finally put him in his place as far as just outright whip his ass, or it could get worse. He may end up somebody's gimp.
That'd be great if it was Randy Quaid.
Yes.
He's still in Canada, isn't he?
I believe he is.
Hello, boys. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Actually, while we're on Canadians.
Go ahead.
There was a, you were also telling the behind the scenes stuff you were watching over the holiday weekend. Cut number six, Mike Myers was given some info on Wayne's World on the Marc Maron podcast. And the famous Bohemian Rhapsody scene, and how he almost quit over it.
I am a quality control person of stuff that I've created. I never attack anybody, but I will defend myself when they're going after the freshness of my material. And I fight for the fresh. So to give an example of something that I fought very, very hard for was Bohemian Rhapsody in Wayne's World. They wanted...
Was Wayne's World the early 90s?
Yeah.
And Bohemian Rhapsody was fresh?
No, he's just saying fresh content material for the movie.
All right.
Guns N' Roses. Guns N' Roses were very Bohemian Rhapsody in Wayne's World. They wanted Guns N' Roses. Guns N' Roses were very, very popular. They're fantastic. At that time, Queen had, they were somewhat, not by me, of course, and by true hardcore music fans, but the public had sort of forgotten about them a little bit. But I always loved Bohemian Rhapsody. I thought it was a masterpiece. And so I fought really, really hard for it. And at one point I said to everybody, well, I'm out. I don't want to make this movie. It's not Bohemian Rhapsody. And they were like, who the f*** are you? I said, I'm somebody that wants to do that movie. That's the movie I want to do. And the song went to number one again. And I don't think any song has done that, where it goes to number one or exceeds its original sales. That's not me being Nostradamus. That's about me just going, what do I want to see? What movie would I want to see? I would want to see the movie where it's Bohemian Rhapsody.
He's a real firecracker, isn't he?
Well, you know, it's the podcast by Mark Maron, so it's...
I'm not trying to be Nostradamus.
That's his Canadian accent.
What the hell does Nostradamus have to do with it?
Nostradamus is famous for...
I know whom Nostradamus is. What does that have to do with being prophetic or predicting that, ooh, this is going to go number one? I thought he was going to say, I'm not bragging that we made it number one.
Right.
Or that was our intent. It was just a weird reference. I'm not being Madame Cleo. I personally would have preferred Queen over Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
But I get the studio going, shouldn't we do something popular right now? Instead of, you know, a song, what was a Queen song, but like from 80?
I don't even know what year it was released.
Late 70s, I'm thinking. Yeah.
So it makes sense. But obviously, if he created the character and wrote the movie, well, you're going to do Guns N' Roses. No, I don't think so. In fact, now, unless you do the Archies, I'm walking.
He goes further back.
I want sugar.
No, but he said Nostradamus because Nostradamus was known for supposedly telling the future.
I know, I said that.
But I don't understand how you didn't understand it.
It doesn't make any sense. It's not me, you know, predicting the future.
Oh, him saying that if we use this song, then it'll hit number one again.
Yeah. It was just weird on a couple of different levels. You know what I'm saying, Dr. Fern?
Yeah. It was out of context. I mean, it was just...
You would expect him to go, I'm not being braggartly here.
Exactly. That's where I thought he was going.
Because I just... Nostradamus.
I do remember, though, because I think I saw Wayne's World in the theater twice. And both times, when that scene in the car happened, the whole theater start banging their head. So clearly...
It was a good call.
Yeah.
I'm curious what Guns N' Roses song they were going to use.
At that time, I don't know. Paradise City, maybe? Something like that would be my guess.
What was the long one about that had a wedding dress in it?
November Rain.
Yeah, that.
It wouldn't have been that one. Back when he was dating the model.
Baby Christ. Every time I had to play that song, really? You couldn't have done it? Wasn't it like 8 minutes long?
It was seven something, almost eight. And then the edit, woo, the edit was like, I think, 519.
That was a huge song, though.
There's no way you could cut that down? What is it with bands and 8 minute songs?
I loved that song back then.
We have to have the epic song.
Oh, and it's got to have an intro that no disc jockey anywhere could talk up.
What was the intro like? I forget.
I don't know, a couple of days. You would watch the digit timer counting up. Tuesday afternoon. All right, I got to hit the post. Tuesday night. Hit it now.
Yeah. I always thought, I don't know if it's me being jaded as being in radio, but now when I hear on a music station, sometimes ours, the jock try to talk up to hit the post. Sometimes it's so long to get there, I think, just don't even mess with it. Just be quiet. Just let me hear the intro. You don't have to try to hit the post every time.
Well, it's supposed to be the art of being a jock on a music station, hitting the post.
Yeah,
I think Billy Kidd gave up a long time ago.
Yeah, no, he don't do it.
Like a 15-second intro. Billy the Kid, because I'm in! Wow.
Ooh. You really squeeze that in there.
Can I see your show notes where you wrote that down? How much show prep do you have to do?
hang on, I gotta do a break.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. When you're in the studio with him. Cruz has done it too, but Billy's, yeah. But all right, you're a really good conversation. All right, hang on, I gotta do a break.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit down for a second. Do your break.
You're talking to him about something. All right, hold on, I gotta talk here. Billy can't kiss him! Okay. Well, think about all I did in that 2 seconds.
I know.
Identified me and the station. Yeah, but you scared me. Why is everything so loud over here? Well, I got to talk loud because the music's so loud. Then turn it down.
I swear to God, we all feel like old men.
It's
all
not old, doing... man. Even when I was I doing do. Music radio, I wasn't screaming. It was a more upbeat delivery. I'm like, here, because I don't care.
Yeah.
Well. Back when I cared over music. You get excited. You get the vibe of the intro. You want to add to it.
I think
Billy and Cruz, they're just screaming.
I think they're taking their style more of the club DJ. Like they're, you know, the crowd's going crazy, the music's pumping, you got to cut through all the bass, and they got to be able to hear you.
What up? Kiss FM. That's Cruz. Very good.
Yeah, every time you walk by a studio, it's like, damn.
Oh yeah, you can hear him on like in the parking lot.
Yeah, sometimes he'll leave the door open, and he'll start doing a break.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you asked for this one. He's right in the middle of it.
Shut up!
Man, I was doing a break. Yeah, I know. Maybe close the door.
Perhaps.
I think that's why it's there. Because if you're going to play that crap that loud, I'm going to be in the background.
You do not want us in the background.
Because I don't think they run on a delay. And that's leaving the door open. Probably need to change the subject. I think Kenzie's getting pissed off. You stop talking about my man. I am not. You don't slam on Billy the Kid.
He's not my man.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
I bet you got his DNA all in your face.
That is disgusting.
Wow.
You wouldn't let Billy shoot in your face?
No.
Swear.
I swear.
Billy the Kid.
On my dogs.
What about on your back?
No.
You wouldn't like that?
I don't know.
Where could he shoot?
I don't know.
Well, where do you normally like it?
Nowhere. He has a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Where do you normally like it?
I'm not sure.
Where have you got it in the past? You went, hey, I kind of like that.
That is personal.
I understand. On the belly?
I'm not answering.
Is that what you like?
Nope. Nope.
You like the stomach pancakes?
Uh-uh.
See?
Uh-uh.
A little breakfast on the belly?
No. No.
You liking your hair?
No.
You ever get it in the eyes?
No.
How'd you manage that? Almost all guys shoot for the eyes at a certain point.
I'm not answering anything.
You wear goggles?
No.
You wear goo blockers? Is that what you wear?
No.
You got goo blockers?
No. How about a Fresco?
You liking the ear? Nice ear cream pie?
No.
You all right, Dan? We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:05. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy. This is the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Quick Trip. Let's start off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway just after Beltline. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Keller Springs. In Richardson, northbound 75, right at Renner Road. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. Moving to Grand Prairie, westbound I-30, just before MacArthur, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Westmoreland. In Lake Dallas, northbound I-35E, just before Lake Dallas Drive, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back to the tollway, about a half-hour delay through that. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just before 121, still got that accident blocking the right shoulder, this one involving an 18-wheeler. Traffic there is backed up back from Long Avenue. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by BMW Value Service. Tonight, clear skies, 77 for the low, sunny tomorrow, 99 for the high. It's 96 right now, but 97 won the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex. Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
If you're watching all the local newscasts, there's a frenzy around that house in Frisco where they found two dead bodies. I don't know what the frenzy is because nobody really knows the story. They know two dead bodies found inside the property line of the house, and that's it.
Yeah.
Even Sean, I think, is Sean still doing that?
Yeah, so he's starting it up.
All right, a South Lake teenager.
Nope, missed it.
Oh, well, that makes more sense.
Again, if it was a game at the state fair, I still couldn't win it. Pull the audio up before the story ends. No.
Hey, look, there's someone that got arrested in South Lake, and they too, and their mugshot do not look like a creamsicle.
Yeah, I got jacked around.
Yep. I just felt like pointing that out real quick.
Is that a direction you want to go?
No, I was just pointing it out real quick. That's all I said.
Okay. Now, see, he did a good smile.
Oh, he didn't. He looks like a pissant teenager.
What's he arrested for?
Making threats to other students.
Threatened her and was talking on Twitter about committing a school shooting.
He threatened bodily harm. He threatened to shoot people.
One of the tweets said, "I can't decide if I want to commit a school shooting and plea insanity or not. Help." After the school officers saw that tweet and a string of others, it took officers just 12 minutes to take Hudson Bales into custody, according to Police Chief Steve Milette. The chief believes that Bales intended to carry out his threat, targeting students at the senior high school.
There was a weapon that was not normally secured in the house, and that's the one he went looking for. Unbeknownst to him, his father had actually locked it up.
A day later...
Yeah, okay, got it. Dr. Thornton, when somebody posts that on Twitter, do you think they're doing it because they're absolute idiots or it's a cry for help?
Well, it's got to be one or the other. And in this case, I think they did the right thing. I mean,
I'm talking about the person that posted the tweet.
I know. I would say he was really kind of stupid, but...
So it is stupid. It's not a cry for help. Because a lot of times if people are thinking about suicide and they're telling everybody... That in itself is like a flag of, hey, I want you to help me, talk to me, make me feel better about stuff.
Yeah, and that could be the case here, of course, but it just strikes me as he was just dumb enough to think he could do that and go ahead and commit the crime.
So what puts you so far out of touch with reality? You think you can post a threat online and still have time to commit it?
Yeah. I mean, you're already way out of touch with reality if you're going to commit that crime, right? So,
I said that. I'm just asking how that happens.
I thought you were saying that his posting was more indicative of his being out of touch with reality than his
intention. Saying, how do you get that out of touch with reality where you think you can post this and still get away with it? It's like calling the police. I'm going to kill somebody this afternoon. Who is this? Titty leg Bobby. Here's my address.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it, and I'm going to have a crime spree with Dougie Doug, because I'm his new VP.
Oh, God.
I'm saying he's already out of touch with reality because he wants to commit the crime. That doesn't strike me as odd that he would be also so out of touch with reality that he would make the post.
I think the thing that confuses me is how can you function in all the other realms of society, get it right, fake it, but then in this instance... Timelines don't really seem to make sense to you. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and threaten to do this, and then I'll do it in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just ignoring the fact or being unaware of the fact that they're probably going to come pick you up and you're not going to be able to do it.
I think a lot of times those idiots think that they're so powerful and they're so braggartly that they can get away with that. They can post about it online and be flippant and still get away with it.
I don't know where you would get these, what do you call it, delusions of grandeur. Nobody else can get away with it. What? Where did you get your special dispensation where you think you can post these threats and then still be able to perpetrate the crime?
Delusions know no limits.
Okay. If anybody walks away with anything today, I'd carry that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Daniel?
Speaking of delusional, cut 3.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West. He played the Made in America Festival in Philadelphia on Saturday, and he came prepared with a new rant for the people who came to see him play music and instead like to hear him talk. He was angry because comedian Jay Pharoah did an impression of him at the MTV Video Music Awards.
No?
Yeah.
I called Jay Pharoah right after the MTV Awards. And I said, you know, I appreciate your show, but let me tell you about my story. Let me tell you about what I went through to get to that position.
Don't try and trick me having the keyboard play underneath you like you're about to do a song.
My story. Let me tell you about what I went through to get to that position. I ain't making it a black or white thing right now, but I'm telling you, if you see a black five guy anywhere, he had to work 12 times as hard. Excuse me.
Kenzie, you look upset.
Everybody bow down to Yeezus.
Do you not enjoy the Yeezus?
I love his music, but he's a freaking idiot, man. He's so racist. It cracks me up. He is so freaking racist. Sorry.
Sorry.
He just listen to what he says. He's just ridiculous. And he irritates me. And he's not even a good human being. And he has all this money.
I think he does. I think I've heard about him doing stuff for charity.
Maybe, but he's probably doing it out of obligation. Or his PR people told him to make a movie.
Well, and his PR people need to tell him, hey, just start with that.
Yeah.
Hey. Somebody makes fun of you, you take it. You run with it. It's you're being complimented. It's flattering.
Yeah.
Just take it. Stop going, well, let me tell you my story. I already know your story. I've heard you go on this rant I don't know how many times. It's got nothing to do with you being black.
No, everybody has a story, and everybody has to work hard.
Did he grow up in poverty?
Apparently,
anybody know?
I don't know.
Not sure.
As far as I know, his mom was a college professor, and he grew up middle class. Upper middle class, too.
So, you know, what did you struggle through?
Well, you still have daily struggles.
Everybody.
Why is it? There are a few black artists, celebrities, whatever, that will bring up the car. Not a lot. Kanye really stands out. Look at Denzel Washington. I've never heard him complain about, well, I had to struggle to get these parts. No, you didn't. Good looking man. You're a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
He knows it, but he's still humble about it. Instead of saying, I'm a genius in all these different realms. I don't know how you say that without laughing at yourself.
Delusions.
Yeah, what'd you say about delusions?
They know no limits.
That's a good one.
Tell you about what I went through to get to that position. I ain't making it a black or white thing right now.
I'm not sure, but I think I almost hear a chick in the background. I don't hear about you and your delusions.
Yeah.
Something.
I don't want to hear this.
Something like that.
I ain't making it a black or white thing right now, but I'm telling you, if you see a black five guy anywhere, he had to work 12 times as hard. Excuse me. So we ain't gonna have no black comedians going up on stage spoofing the people that's working hard to open doors, not only for black people, but any creatives. Anybody that wants to add a contribution to the world. Beauty, truth, creativity, positivity, and just helping the next man out. With love. With love. With love. With love. With love. With love.
Yeah, even his fans ain't getting into it.
Oh, yeah.
I got to do with love a few times so they know to turn on the auto-tune.
That's right. The whole time, who I really feel sorry for is his piano guy, who's just sitting there playing along, just waiting for the next song. And you know he's just making the face, just rolling his eyes like, God, come on, just go. I'm just start singing.
God, I wish they would bring saloons back. Because I quit this motherfucking heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather be in a saloon singing the mustache song.
I'm not really sure where to put Kanye.
I do.
I gotta calm down. He's obviously egotistical,
mm-hmm.
and there's plenty of that in any entertainment industry.
Yeah.
But he never seems to get it. Time after time, somebody makes fun of you, you have a fit. Then they amp it up. unless he's looking for the increased attention. But I don't think he's smart enough.
He thinks that he is above it all. That's part of the reason why he was on the cover, I think it was Rolling Stone, and he calls himself Yeezus. He compares himself to some sort of musical messiah. So he's above
it all. Calm down.
But then there's other ways that...
I'm Yeezus. What is that? A Yiddish Jesus? Does he actually call himself Yeezus? Like, Yeezus, Jaist. How many of you know?
Yeah, Yeezus stems from the last syllable of his name. People call him Ye.
A Kanye, Kanyeezus.
Yeah.
It just sounds...
Kanye Jesus, Yeezus.
Yeezus.
Yeah.
Yeezus, right.
It's like a Netherlands evangelical.
Swedish.
Yeah.
I'm Jesus Christ.
I'm about to walk on water. I'm going to piss on the floor, walk on my own water. After I get rid of my Irish spring. He really has strong delusions.
Yeah, they know no limits.
Chloe, you want to make sure Kenzie's tongue stays out of her throat?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead so we can get past this.
I'm going to try.
Holy yit. You're a bunch of yother yuckers. I just found a new way to dance around that.
No kidding.
Yuck
yama. Yeah. People get off me. Yuck ya yama. Yuck my yick.
This is almost like the new Pig Latin.
Yeah.
But
see, if we were on satellite where you can get away with this,
mm-hmm.
or actually saying the words, it wouldn't be as much fun.
Nope, this is much better.
This is like prank calling the FCC.
Yeah.
Hello, FCC. Yuck my yuck.
What's the problem down there? I believe they've started a new language. It seems to sound like Yig Latin.
We think they're cussing.
Did you want to file a complaint?
I think.
What did they say?
They said, yuck my yick.
Now that's legal.
They called me a yit eater.
Okay, getting close.
So far this week, I've cussed, or last week, as James Brown.
Uh-huh.
And now Swedish guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this bit would go over really well in North Dakota.
Any particular towns?
Fargo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. He was like funny looking. Well, funny looking how? I don't know. Just funny looking.
Easy.
The other one smoked a lot. Cut him like the Marlboro man. All right, this one's milked. Go ahead.
23-year-old Kia Porter and her boyfriend, 20-year-old Jeffrey Green of Cleveland, Ohio, went to a Walmart in South Euclid, Ohio, around 1:45 a.m. last Wednesday. And they managed to grab four sex toys off the shelves and put them into Kia's purse. The toys, a combined value of $30.52.
What do they sell at Walmart?
They don't really sell sex toys.
I got to get this sex toy. Yeah, that's a My Little Barbie.
Yeah, well,
or My Little Pony. That's okay. I'm gonna stick it in my Yusty.
Well, Kia and Jeffrey.
Why don't you yum in my hair? Kia, shut up! You're giggling too much, Dr. Thornton.
Kia and Jeffrey weren't shoplifting your standard toys that you would think of. They actually grabbed some simple vibrating rings. The major condom companies have managed to get the big stores to stock. So they stole two Trojan...
Let's go to Walmart and see what fits in your Yossi.
They stole two Trojan Intense Pleasure vibrating rings and two Lifestyles vibrating rings and massagers. Now they're both facing...
Kenzie, you know, Dan's talking. The camera should be on him.
She can't see. It's... Yeah. They're both facing YEFT charges.
Yeah.
No! Stop.
What did they steal?
They stole some of the vibrating rings that the major companies have.
I've never... Why does Walmart carry that?
Because they were able to... Because since it's in the condom section as opposed to it being, you know, the big double-headed variety.
Yeah, I'm not buying that at Walmart.
You're not going to get that at Walmart.
I know. I'm not buying it at Walmart.
Well...
I'd rather go
if you wanted it.
What's the name of Norm's store?
Condoms to go.
Go someplace like that where it doesn't really stand out. Yeah. Where you don't have to buy a bunch of stuff and the double vibrating ring thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You walk out of Condoms to Go or Sarah's Secret with one of those and people say, oh, yeah.
That's good. That's a good choice.
That's right. Go for my double-headed.
But at Walmart, it's going to be my luck. They can't scan the barcode.
if you try to do self-checkout.
Yeah. Got a price check on aisle 13, lane 13. Need a price on a plastic double-headed vibrating gerbil anus.
Everybody's behind you. Hey, you know what? Just go ahead and put that aside. I'll get it later.
Yeah.
All right, you just guess what it costs. No, I got to scan it. Let me get on the PA again.
Need a price on a plastic double-headed vibrating gerbil anus.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, I forgot his name. He's got to put gerbils in his butt.
Richard Gere.
Richard Gere signature series.
While I've got you here, a quick question. Do you have that in camo? I wanted to see if I can get the Duck Dynasty endorsed version.
Yeah, we got it in camo.
Wow, Walmart has it all.
Yeah, you can get it in my yunt.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:32, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by LogMeIn.com. Let's start off in Dallas, eastbound I-20. Right at I-35, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is back-to-back from Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before Preston, got a stalled vehicle blocking the end of the entrance ramp there. That has traffic backed up all the way back from Luna Road. Still in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at Beltline, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. That has traffic completely stopped back from Trinity Mills. And finally, in Lake Dallas, northbound I-35E, just before Lake Dallas Drive. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Louisville, back from 121. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Toyota of McKinney. Clear tonight, 77 for the low. Sunny tomorrow, 99 for the high. It's 95 right now at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Help! Help! I'm losing my mind! Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Now let's just wait and what is today? Thursday?
Wednesday.
Is it really? And did we have Monday off?
Yeah, we had Monday off.
Oh, it was Thursday. God. Seriously?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was going to be so heartbreaking for you. I just would let you think it was Thursday and we'd.
I thought we were closer to the weekend.
You can keep thinking that.
Well, we'll just say the testosterone injection. Let's just do that Friday.
Okay.
The one you gave me last week hurt.
The shot did?
Yeah.
I thought it went well.
It went well because you didn't scream.
Right.
And you're hollering at me, stop squirming.
You needed to. Overall, it went well. By went well, I mean we got it administered. I'd take that as an accomplishment.
But you had to do it twice. It's like he gets the part of the injection in. First of all of this is legal. I have a script from Dr. Fetner for testosterone. Dan goes, I got this. I can do the injection.
Yeah.
Injections. He does my right side. I got to drop my panties. And Dane goes, these needles are too thin.
They were.
This testosterone is not coming out.
Oh.
Oh, we'll do it slow. He goes, I don't want to be back here that long. Because I'm sure, you know, however much of my panties I'm dropping, you can see butt crack or whatever. I don't know what you're focused on.
I'm focused on the needle. Focused on the syringe.
He's going, this is taking forever. And this is not really a scenic view.
Mm-mm.
And then he goes, bad news. What? Didn't all come out. How could it not all come out? I don't know. Got to do the other side now. So he's got to jab me again. How did that not all come out on one side?
I don't know if it was just because something was blocking it or there was... I don't know. Maybe it was just because it needed to get loosened up a little bit from the first one. But the second one...
What needed to get loosened up? My ass?
The pusher part on the syringe.
Oh, the
hard ass?
No, the needle went in pretty good.
And then Dan's going, with testosterone, it's too thick. So he's trying to push, and then he's wiggling it back and forth. I went, that's my ass, you know? Shut up.
Well, like this, like...
Yeah, you know what the term wiggle means?
Oh, my God, no, it's a bar.
And then that's when he stopped and goes, all right, bad news. It all didn't come out.
let me try it again. Let me wiggle it around some more if I could loosen it up. So I smack it.
And that's when I jumped. All right, we got thicker needles. Bettner called in. I don't know why it's been... like a lottery or some type of crapshoot, what size needles we get. Fetner prescribes, they give us initially 25 gauge. That's what you had the problem getting the testosterone out with.
Yeah.
And then Fetner goes, all right, we'll do 21 gauge. And the pharmacy says, we don't have 21, but we can get you some, what is it, Alfie 23?
23.
Yeah. Okay. But we got 23s.
Well, I mean, that's
why
better.
Is it that? What? How can you be out of stock of a certain gauge needle? You're a pharmacy. Maybe so they go, now we're at 23s. And Alfie goes, they were out of what Fetner wanted, but they had 23s, so I bought like 50 of them. All right, so it's the wrong prescription, but you bought more, so you wouldn't have to go back.
If it's the right one, it'll work, and they're not
But we don't know if it's the right one. Fetner prescribed the 21 gauge. They didn't have 21, they had 23. So Alfie goes, oh, give me a bunch of 23s.
So what's the plan, Alfie, if the 23s don't work?
If they don't work, I'll eat it. It's $5.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess I could sell it to a bunch of junkies.
No.
Why not?
That's irresponsible.
Well, I'm saving their lives.
I'm not entirely sure if it's legal.
Well, all right.
Yeah. We'll just try it with the 23.
Well, sure. Why not? Not your ass.
Yeah.
My point was, we'll just do it. Do the shot on Friday.
Okay. I think I'm getting pretty good at it, though.
We've only done it twice. And
so what? I'm positive.
The only reason it's been twice is because the first side didn't go well. You go, I got to give it to you again. I went, well, don't hit me in the same side of the hip. He goes, all right. Pull your panties down on the other side.
And the second time went better than the first, did it not?
It was.
It got in there.
Sound bites.
Lots of them.
Cornucopia.
I got an email.
Anyway, my point is, the second was better than the first, so clearly we are on an upswing.
All right. First of all, I got emails. I thought you were going to do your injections on the air. Okay, if you want to get something out of it, fine. Because I'm not good with needles, and I'm not good with pain. So if there's any entertainment value, I'm okay with that. Other email I got was, why don't you and Dan just go ahead and
Whoa, what?
I'm going to start off by saying I'm one of your show's gay listeners. I don't know if you're aware, but you're really popular in the gay community. Mm. Last time I wore a white party t-shirt to Station 4, mm-hmm. Gay Place.
Yeah, that's the club we talked about last week in the Observer.
I got hit on more than any other night. The reason I'm telling you this is because my gay friends and I have a question for you. Why don't you, Dan, just go ahead, you and Dan go ahead and
No.
The sexual tension between you is palpable.
No, it's not.
You both started to think alike. You're both so good at that password game that you play. Just get it over with. the gay community would really like you more.
No, no. And us being on the same page in a game doesn't mean we'd make great lovers.
I know, but now you're looking at my butt once a week.
But it's... I'm doing you a favor because you can't do it yourself. I'm helping you out.
I understand, and I thank you every time.
And it's
but
not...
who's the one that asked me to keep my ass shaved so it's not nasty to look at?
That didn't happen.
I believe it did. Yes?
Needle goes through the hair. I don't care if your ass is shaved or not.
You're the one that was talking about my butt crack. Can you do anything about that hair? It looks like he's set on a skunk.
Well, you don't have to pull all your pants down for an injection that's on your hip.
I just pull it down as far as you need. You're the one that tugs it down a little bit further every time. All of a sudden, my sack's hanging out.
That is not... That did not... No. That is not true.
Somebody's sack is hanging out, and it feels like mine.
I didn't do it. I have not seen your sack.
Somebody pulled my sack out.
No. If anyone pulled your sack out...
I have never been alone, and all of a sudden, my scrotum just pops out. Look at Chloe.
Shut up,
Chloe. I'm just trying to get clean sound bites.
You think? I'm sure we'll give
if
you some
you
more
look
here.
At my scrotum, just say so.
I don't want to look at your...
I don't have a problem.
I don't want to look at your scrotum.
I just think of my scrotum, though, as being like expensive china in a really nice store.
What, that it just never gets used?
Don't touch.
Oh.
You do anything to it, it's sold.
Oh, okay, gotcha. No, that's not going to happen. I don't want to see it. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to smell. I don't want to do any of the senses with it. It just happens to be there. The only reason it's ever there is if you pulled your pants down too far.
I don't pull my panties down that far.
Apparently, when I'm giving you an injection of testosterone, it is.
I don't know how far my pants need to come down, so I just drop the shorts, and you're going, all right, hold up the shirt so I can get it in.
No, I never said hold up the shirt.
It's going to swing your sack back.
Push your sack backwards so I can see it.
The less movement out of you, the better for both of us.
Who's the one that said, hold your shirt up so I can f*** you?
I did not say that.
I think you said, hold its tail up.
I said to pull your shirt up a little bit because it was covering up the zone that needed the injection.
I think you pull it up because you like to see those little dimples on my back.
Oh, my God. I'm going to vomit.
I don't hear any complaints from my drawers are down.
It's because I'm focused. I'm just trying to get it over with. I'm trying to get in and get out.
They're just listening for sound bites.
That last one, that was just, that's a freebie, Chloe. Alfie says line one.
Okay. Yes, Cassandra?
Hey, Russ. I have a little tip for Dan for the injections. Because I give injections every day. I'm a medical assistant. And you really have to grab the cheek really hard.
No, I
really
don't.
No muscle. Yes, you do.
No.
Are you, yes. you giving, hold on a second. What is the type of injection called?
Intramuscular.
Yeah, is it intramuscular?
Yes, it's the gluteal muscle. That's where it needs to go.
Oh, so how hard does he need to grab my ass?
Well, I mean, you want to really get that muscle, so you just, you know, cup it.
You what?
You cup it with your hand. You make a U with your thumb and your fingers, and you grab the cheek.
Yeah.
No!
Yes!
No, that's
it really
awful!
Helps. But it really helps because Russ,
I bet it will.
On.
Why,
you, baby.
Why would I do that, Cassandra?
Russell Rodeo.
No. No. Uh-uh.
Put your mouth on up there.
No.
Just get some cheek between your gums. Slip a dip.
That is not what Walt Garrison meant.
I like that. Maybe slap it, deaden it, just a little bit.
I am not doing that. It's already weird enough that I'm giving you a shot.
If you want to feel more manly about it, wear a cowboy hat.
That's not going to make it manlier. I'm pretty sure that makes it worse.
Or slap my ass before you give me the injection and go, hell.
Oh, God.
Probably get Chloe to take a picture of it going on.
You know what? At this point, I want to.
I don't.
No filter.
All of a sudden, I feel kind of sexy. Exotic sexy. Like a Maserati.
Something seriously wrong with you people.
Nah, you're just being nice. All right, last break.
Yes.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
657, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. For the check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dart. A whole lot going on. Most of it's in Dallas, or all of it's in Dallas. We'll start off there. Eastbound I-20 right at I-35. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. Just traffic's backed up back from Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 right at Mid Park, right around the High 5. Got an accident there. Traffic is backed up in the area. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635 just before Preston Road. Earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding back from the tollway. And finally in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at Beltline. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still completely stopped, though, all the way back from the bush. It's about a 45-minute delay to that still. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win tickets to see Linkin Park this Saturday at the JEXA. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Blue Link from Hyundai. Tonight, clear skies, 77 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and 99 for the high. Right now, 95. The 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
He was hammered. I hit Russ's fiance in the head with his hammer.
The 97.1, the Eagle.
Yeah, you're right. This is another song bumper that's become Pavlovian. 1-800-5800-TOP. Thank you for tuning in to the Top Like the Show. But not hosted by right-wing wacko. No! And it's sad that he can't, with his internet broadcast now, he can't use this because he doesn't have a BMI ASCAP license.
Yeah. So what is he using instead?
It's a sort of a knockoff, but it doesn't have the same punch.
Yeah.
He doesn't, obviously, the bumper doesn't make the show, but it was on the air with us at CBS for so long. Didn't he start at the beginning of every hour with that?
Yep. Top of every hour. I think it was, Alfie, let me see if you remember the clock. Was it 6:10 after the top of the hour?
I want to say it was
6:50.
He started,
yes, you're right.
Exactly. He started each hour.
Yeah. He started at the top of each hour with that.
And it really is, even when we play the entire song, all I can hear is Tom screaming.
Different kind of talk radio program. It's weird how I can get pieces of it. Like if I was to hear a replay of it, I could talk right along with it. Off the top of my head, I get chunks of it.
Yeah, and
but he said that he played that tune, he talked over it, the instrumental, and said the exact same thing. He would change it up a little bit on the delivery here and there, but
yeah, it wasn't a recorded
liner.
He would do it. Wasn't that big of a deal. Obviously, he knew it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm done with that.
Okay.
Yes.
Is he still, obviously he's still doing the podcast. Is it still going strong? Are you still listening?
They just celebrated. This is, September now. I think April was the anniversary. I think that was 2 years.
Okay. I said two, maybe three. But yeah, that sounds about right. Because he lived out, or not lived out, but he went through the run of his entire contract.
Yeah. It was, I don't know, CBS on Westwood?
Yeah, at the time.
Okay. Same scenario, except he set his out and got paid by CBS, Westwood, and then started his own company. I'm the idiot that got him out of my contract about a year early just so I'd come back to work instead of making seven figures to sit on my ass.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm the big dumbass.
Sorry, no, I got that jingle running through my head.
Yeah.
Do we even keep that?
I bet it's in that 360. Because I know at one point it used to be. Alfie's nodding his head.
Yeah, we just, I forgot. We just call the game, who's a big dumbass?
That's it.
And we'd ask questions, and you have to get each question wrong.
Right.
And it doesn't sound that hard.
Mm-mm.
Kenzie, when are you back? On Friday?
Yes.
Let's not say any more about it. Try it on Kenzie Friday.
Okay.
Because it sounds like an easy game, right? All I got to do is get it wrong.
Yeah, it sounds really easy.
Perfect.
It gets jacked up really fast, Jack.
Excited.
Okay, good. Is this it? I recorded this at CBS, I think, in 2000. End of 2000.
I'm sorry, but this makes me feel good.
Drunk.
Takes me back.
Okay, that's the close. Here's the open. Who will be dumbass? 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 I'm a big dumbass. Play dumbass today. Dumbass! Oops. Are you embarrassed, Kenzie?
Slow Peter Griffin. Play it again.
Really?
You sound like Peter Griffin.
It does, sort of.
She's right.
Play just a clip of it.
She's excited. She found something.
Who will be dumbass?
Yep, that's bit. Peter.
Well.
That was fun.
Luckily, the show has risen to new levels since then.
Well, there's always that foundation.
Yeah, you can't ever ignore your history.
Mm-hmm. You have to embrace it. Learn from it.
I don't think we've gotten to that point yet.
Well, at least we've embraced it.
Okay, let's finish.
All right, then.
And I'm not digging around for 15 minutes tonight looking for a punchline. Because I'm not winning, who big dumbass.
All right. Beginning this month, the San Antonio Police Department is banning officers from having visible tattoos. Officials tell the San Antonio Express News that it is part of an effort for them to appear more professional. Officers say officers with tattoos on their arms will be allowed to wear sleeves, but those with tattoos on their hands or necks that cannot be covered will have to have them medically removed at their own expense.
I ain't covering up my tattoos. You kiss my ass.
Well, it's new police policy. So
I don't care.
You have to adhere to it.
I'm keeping my tattoo that says judge, jury. Yes.
Oh, in your case, it really should be gone. Actually, you shouldn't have gotten that one in the first place. How'd you make it through the hiring process with that tattoo?
I let them see it. It's none of their business. By the arm I got to protect and unnerve.
Unnerve? Mm-hmm. Well, officials said
I got one on my back that says King of Pummel.
King of Pummel? Oh, no.
Yeah, I had that one taken off. I didn't realize the suggestive nature. Being over my butt and whatnot.
Okay. So that tattoo kind of backfired on you there?
Pretty much. People want to stick their French fried taters in my butt.
Mm-hmm. A year ago, San Antonio police stopped accepting cadets with visible tattoos to the academy. Police departments in Dallas and Houston also banned visible tattoos. In Austin, of course, because it's Austin, police with tattoos that are deemed offensive have to cover them up. But I guess a a kick-ass tribal down the sleeve is still fine in Austin.
It's still fine in Garland.
Really?
Yeah. I had a tattoo when I worked in Garland. Said, if you can read this, you're on the ground.
I think that's my favorite.
I'm not really sure where you would get the tat, where they would read it if they're on the ground, but, you know, one Garland officer has figured it out.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I'd like to, I think part of it would be right on the forearm, right there, so that way we've, you're on your back and that part is up underneath your chin, you could look down and still see the top of the forearm.
I want to make sure that he understands. If you can read this, you're on the ground. The other tattoo I got when I worked from Garland said, ride free and tase hard.
You're right. That didn't take 15 minutes. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com.
I got money. A cop someplace gets the ride free tase hard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To sign up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. 56 is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
The Metroplex.